usually, well, maybe, good evening. Before we get going, usually when we have these sort of teachings, more with the teachings of Tibetan lamas, then usually it's very formal. Because that's the way that they're trained.
Jo tādā veidā viņi ir mācījušies.
And they come from a different society.
Un viņi ir nākuši no citas sabiedrības.
So, for me, it's sort of difficult to be formal.
Un priekš manis savukārt ir grūti būt formāli.
Which creates its own problems.
Un kas savukārt tā kā varam citu veidu problēmas.
So, usually when I sit down, I'm supposed to do prayers.
Un tad parasti, kad es apsēžos, man būtu jāveic lūkšanas.
And then when I look around, I see every night some different people.
Un tad, kad es palūkojos apkārt, ieraugu katru vakaru jaunus cilvēkus.
Some the same.
Dažus no iepriekšējiem vakariem.
And I think, well, probably most of these people don't know prayers.
Un tad es domāju, jā, droši vien daudz no šiem cilvēkiem nezinu lūkšanas.
So the people who've been coming for a while probably think, why isn't this monk doing prayers?
Un tad tie cilvēki, kuri savukārt ir nākuši ilgāku laiku, domā, kāpēc šis mūks neveic nekāds lūkšanas.
And then others wouldn't know that we're not doing prayers.
Un savukārt citi tad nemaz nezin, ka mēs neveicam lūkšanas.
So, prayers are good.
Un lūkšanas ir laba lieta.
If you're Buddhist.
Ja jūs esat budisti.
But if you're not.
Bet ja jūs neesat,
then there's not so much relevance for you.
Tam nav tik liela nozīme priekš jums.
So I'm sort of approaching these teachings from the point of view of me being a Buddhist.
Un tad es pieeju šīm mācībām no tāda viedokļa, ka es esmu budists.
So sharing my experiences and what I've studied.
Un dalos ar savu pieredzi un to, ko es esmu mācījies.
With you.
Ar jums.
In more of it's a Buddhist situation, but it's not a formal teaching situation.
Un tā ir tāda kā budistu situācija, bet tā nav tāda formāla veida situācija.
So I'm trying to create this sort of atmosphere where I can teach, but at the end you can ask questions and we can discuss.
Un tad es cenšos radīt tādu atmosfēru, kur es mācu, un reizē beigās mēs varam uzdot jautājumus un diskutēt.
So, why I'm mainly explaining this is for the people here who are Buddhist.
Un pamatā es skaidroju to priekš tiem, kuri ir budisti.
So that they don't go away and tell the newspapers.
Lai viņi neiet prom un neteiktu ziņu un citiem laikrakstiem.
And then there's headlines in the newspaper.
Parādās virsrakstu laikrakstos.
Buddhist monk does not start with prayers.
Ka budista mūks nesāk ar lūkšanām.
So, that's my explanation.
Tā kā tas ir mans skaidrojums.
Take it or leave it.
Pieņemiet to vai darīt, kā ziniet.
But I think then this is what's appropriate for this situation.
Un es vienkārši domāju, ka tas ir tas, kas ir piemērots šajā situācijā.
So there's a little bit of formality and some informality.
Tā kā ir neliela daļas formalitātes un neliela daļa neformalitātes.
So I think this is particularly important when we're talking about karma.
Un es domāju, tas ir sevišķi svarīgi, kad mēs runājam par karmu.
So I'm really surprised that so many people turned up today.
Un es esmu ļoti pārsteigts, ka šovakar šeit ir ieradušies tik daudz cilvēku.
I was thinking there'd be about two or three.
Es domāju, ka būs tikai divi vai trīs.
It's not such a popular subject.
Jo, tas nav tik populārs temats.
Where, actually, it should be a popular subject.
Patiesībā tam vajadzētu būt populāram subjektam, tēmai.
Because if you understand karma, you're controlling your destiny.
Jo, ja jūs saprotat karmu, jūs kontrolējat savu likteni.
So once His Holiness the Dalai Lama said, we don't have a god in Buddhism.
Un vienreiz viņa svētība Dalai Lama teica, mums budismā nav dieva.
So we don't have this concept of a creator.
Un tad mums nav šī radītāja koncepta.
But we do have many gods.
Bet mums ir daudzi dievi.
But this is with a small g.
Bet tas ir ar mazo burtu d.
So not a major, you know, in the sense of a creator. We don't have this.
Restīvo nav tādu dievu ar lielo burtu kā radītāju.
So His Holiness said, we don't have a creator.
Viņa svētība teica, ka mums nav radītāja.
But we do have karma, which is our creator.
Bet mums ir karma, kas ir mūsu radītājs.
So, I think most people these days know the word karma.
Un es domāju, ka daudz cilvēku šajās dienās zina vārdu karma.
It seems like most TV shows and films have always have somebody who says, oh, well, it's your karma.
Un šķiet, ka lielam vairumam filmu un citu stāstu ir kāds varots, kurš saka, nu, tā bija tava karma.
So these days, when something goes wrong, then people say, oh, well, it's your karma.
Un šajās dienās, kad kaut kas noiet greizi, cilvēks saka, nu, tā bija tava karma.
But I'm not sure if there's any further understanding than just that.
Bet es neesmu pārliecināts, ka tur ir kāda vēl dziļāka saprašana, kā tikai tas, kas ir pateikts.
So I think from an outside Buddhist point of view.
Un tad es domāju, ka no ārpus budista redzes viedokļa.
There would just be this feeling that, well, somehow there's a negative action.
Būtu tāds sajūta, ka ir sava veida negatīva darbība.
Which produces some sort of suffering.
Kurā rada sava veida ciešanas.
So I think most people would accept that if we do something negative, usually something negative would happen.
Un es domāju, ka daudz cilvēki piekrīs tam, kad ja mēs izdarām kaut ko negatīvo, automātiski arī tam sekos kaut kas negatīvs.
But then what gets complicated is when you see somebody doing many negative actions, but they seem to have money, car, they seem to have a lot of good things in their life.
Bet tas šķiet kļūst sarežģīt, kad jūs redzat kādu, kurš dara daudz negatīvu lietu, bet tajā pašā laikā viņam ir ļoti laba dzīve, piemēram, mašīnas, bagātība un tādas lietas.
So I think this is when the situation gets more complicated.
Un es domāju, ka tā ir tā vieta, kur situācija kļūst sarežģītāka.
Or you look at somebody who's a really good person.
Vai arī jūs skatāties uz kādu, kurš ir ļoti labs cilvēks.
Always helping others.
Vienmēr palīdz citiem.
And that person has a lot of problems.
Un šim cilvēkam vienmēr ir daudz problēmu.
So sometimes they get extreme forms of sickness.
Un reizēm viņi saslimst ar nopietnām slimībām.
And then people will say, you know, it seems really unfair because he or she is a really good person.
Un tad cilvēki saka, ka tas ir ļoti netaisnīgi, jo šis cilvēks šķiet tik ļoti labs.
So, it sometimes seems that from a negative point of view or a positive point of view, that situations can be unfair.
Un reizēm, skatoties vai no pozitīvā vai negatīvā skatu punkta, šķiet, kas situācijas ir netaisnīgas.
Then why is it unfair?
Un tad kāpēc ir šī netaisnība?
Or who creates that unfairness?
Vai kas rada šo netaisnību?
So I guess these are often the sort of questions that ordinary people, you know, not Buddhists, but just people outside of Buddhism would ask.
Un es domāju, ka šie ir tie jautājumi, ko parasti cilvēki pat ne budisti, uzdod.
So you agree?
Vai jūs tam tik tālu piekrītu?
With me or you're against me? Is it like a boulder having to be pushed up the hill?
Vai tas ir kā akmens, kurš ir jāvēl pret kalnu?
So in Buddhism it says that sometimes it feels like you're having to push a boulder up the hill.
Restīvā budismā ir teikts, ka reizēm jūs jūtaties tā, kā jūs nestu kalnu uz kalnu virsotni.
So the minute you let go of the boulder, it comes rolling back down again.
Un, kad jūs palaižat šo akmeni vaļā, tas noripo kalnā jau.
So sometimes doing positive actions feels like that.
tā kā reizēm darīt pozitīvas darbības šķiet tā.
It can feel like it's really heavy and you keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
Un šķiet, ka tas ir ļoti grūti un jūs it kā turpināt bīdīt šo akmeni kalnā.
You're trying your best to help others to be successful.
Jūs darat visu, kas ir jūsu spējās, lai palīdzētu citiem.
And the minute you take your attention away from that boulder,
un tad tajā mirklī, kad jūs novēršat savu uzmanību no šī akmens,
down it comes again.
Tas atkal norip lejā.
And you feel you've got to start all over again.
Un jūs atkal jūtat, ka jums tas ir atkal jāsāk vēl augšā.
So, I think that Buddhism provides many answers.
Un es domāju, ka budismas sniedz daudz atbildes.
But I think that the answers on karma are something that you need to check for yourself.
Bet es domāju, ka atbildes par karmu ir kaut kas, kas jums ir jāpārbauda pašiem.
To see whether these answers fit with your way of thinking.
Lai pārliecinātos, vai šīs atbildes saskan ar jūsu domāšanas veidu.
So I think, you know, when you look at the Buddhist system and the Christian system, actually both have karma.
Un es domāju, kad jūs skatāties uz budismu sistēmu un uz kristietības sistēmu, šķiet, ka abas runā, abās tur ir karma.
But the Christian system teaches that if you do good actions, you go permanently to heaven.
Bet kristietības sistēma māca, ka ja jūs darat labas darbības, jūs dodaties uz nemainīgām debesīm.
You do negative actions, you go permanently to hell.
Un ja jūs darat negatīvas darbības, jūs tā kā nenovēršam dodaties uz helli.
Where the Buddhist system is like a tram.
Savukārt budisma sistēma var tikt salīdzināta līdzīgi kā ar tramvaju.
I think the Christian system is like an express train.
Un kristietības sistēma ir kā ekspres vilciens.
So you just go there or there.
Tad jūs dodaties tikai tur vai tur.
Whereas in the Buddhist system we have many other places to go.
Savukārt budisma sistēmā mums ir vēl daudz citu vietu, kur doties.
So there's a similarity in that we also have hells and something similar to heaven.
Un te ir tās līdzības, kad arī mums pastāv hells un kaut kas līdzīgs debesīm paradīzē.
But they're impermanent.
Bet tās ir nepastāvīgas.
So you create the karma to experience the result.
Tātad jūs radat karmu, lai piedzīvotu rezultātu.
And then you experience that result for as long as the karma is the seed is there.
Un tad jūs piedzīvojat šo rezultātu tik ilgi, kamēr vien pastāv šī karmas sēkla.
So whether you're in a suffering realm or whether you're in a very happy realm,
un tātad vai jūs esat ciešanas sfērā vai ļoti patīkamā sfērā,
then once that karma finishes, then you leave that realm.
Kad šī karma beidzas, jūs pamatat šo sfēru.
So from a Buddhist point of view, then what we're putting forward is the idea that every action, every thought has a result.
Un tad budismā tas, ko mēs uzsvaram, ir, ka katrai darbībai, katrai domai ir rezultāts.
So usually this subject of karma would be something that you would meditate on.
Un parasti šis karmas temats ir tas, par ko jūs meditātu.
So you would take the first four points of karma.
Tad jūs paņemtu pirmos četrus karmas punktus.
The first point is that there is a certainty about karma.
Pirmais punkts ir, kad karma ir droša.
So this is what I was talking about before, is that when you plant a certain seed, you get a certain result.
Tas ir tas, par ko es runāju iepriekš. Tad, kad jūs iestādat noteiktā veida sēklu, jūs iegūstat noteiktā veida rezultātu.
So imagine you go to a nursery and you look for certain seeds.
Un tad iedomājieties, kad jūs dodaties uz kādu veikalu vai stādaudzētāju un iegādājieties noteiktā veida sēklas.
So I think in Latvia, flowers are very important.
Es domāju, ka Latvijā zieda ļoti svarīgi.
So you want flowers, flower seeds to grow flowers.
Un tad jūs vēlaties ziedu sēklas, kuras izveidotos pēc tam par ziediem.
So you go to the nursery and you know there's many 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 packets of seeds.
Un tad jūs dodaties uz veikalu un ir ļoti daudz daudz dažādu paciņu.
On each packet there's a photo, a picture, isn't there?
Un uz katras paciņas ir attēls.
So you look at the picture and you think and you try to imagine your pot plant or your garden with these flowers.
Un tad jūs skatāties uz šo attēlu un iedomājaties vai savu puķpodu vai savu dārzu ar šiem ziediem.
So you particularly want blue flowers.
Un tad jūs īpaši vēlaties zilus ziedus.
I mention blue because I like irises.
Un es pieminu zilpēc, man patīk iris.
Haven't seen them here.
Neapšaunās, mēs viņus redzējuši šeit.
Anyway, I like them. They're here?
Not the tiny.
I haven't seen them down in the market.
So,
I'll bring you a picture.
Bring a picture. Yeah. I already have the picture. I want the real thing. So, you know, you're looking at the photograph of irises and you think, oh, that would be really nice in my garden.
Un tad jūs skatāties uz īrisu attēlu, un jūs domājat, ka
so,
būtu ļoti labi, jā, tie augt manā dārzā.
You need the right soil.
Un jums ir vajadzīga pareiza augsne.
You check what sort of situation will these seeds grow in.
Un jūs pārbaudat, kādā veidā, kādā vidē sēklas augs.
Then you plant them in exactly the way it says.
Tad jūs iestādat tieši tādā veidā, kāds ir paredzēts.
You water them.
Jūs viņus saplaistat.
And you take care of them as they're growing.
Un jūs rūpējaties par viņiem, kamēr viņi aug.
You're getting really excited.
Un jūs kļūstat ļoti satraukt.
And then roses bloom.
Un tad izaug rozes.
Think, how's it possible?
Un jūs domājat, kāds ir iespējams.
No, I've waited months for these irises.
Vai es gaidīju mēnešiem, lai tur izaugt īris.
And I got roses.
Un man izaug rozes.
You'd go back to the shop.
Jūs doties atpakaļ uz veikalu.
You'd be irritated.
Jūs būtu patiešām sarūknāti.
So, in the same way, then Buddha taught about a certainty of karma.
Un tieši šādā pašā veidā Buddha mācīja par karmas noteiktību.
That when you create a certain action,
tad, kad jūs redzat noteikta veida darbību,
it has a certain result.
Tai ir noteikts rezultāts.
So, if you plant the seed of a mango tree,
un tātad, ja jūs iestādāt mango koku sēklu,
you don't get an apple tree.
Jums neizaugs ābele.
This seems really, really basic and very common sense.
Tas šķiet ir ļoti, ļoti pats pamats un ļoti saprātīgi.
But why I'm laboring the point?
Bet kāpēc es tik rūpīgi visu to stāstu?
Is because, as I said before, sometimes seemingly negative people have really good things happening and seemingly good people have bad things happening.
Tāpēc, kad reizēm šķietami labi cilvēki piedzīvo ļoti nepatīkamas lietas un savukārt šķietami slikti cilvēki piedzīvo ļoti patīkamas lietas.
So unless you've got an answer as to why this is happening, then you can think, oh well, you know, there is no logic, there is no understanding.
Un ja vien jūs to neizprotat, tad jūs varētu domāt, ka, nu, un šādos gadījumos te vienkārši nav logikas.
So karma doesn't work over short periods of time, it works over lifetimes.
Un karma nedarbojas īslaicīgi, tā darbojas ilgos laika periodos, pat ilgu dzīvi laikā.
So yesterday we touched a little bit on, somebody asked about rebirth.
Un vakar kāds jautāja par pārdzimšanu.
So I mentioned yesterday that what is reborn is the mind.
Un es vakar teicu, ka tas, kas pārdzimst, ir prāts.
But it's the mind which is taking advantage of a body.
Tas ir prāts, kurš izmanto ķermeņa priekšrocības.
Or utilizing the body.
Vai vienkārši izmanto ķermeni.
So the mind is not the brain.
Un tad prāts nav smadzenes.
So the mind definition is clear and knowing.
Prāta definīcija ir tīrs un zinošs.
But that clear knowing mind,
which is tīrais zinošais prāts,
has accumulated karma over beginningless lifetimes.
Šis tīrais zinošais prāts ir uzkrājis karmu neskaitām ilgu dzīvi laikā.
So then all those karmic imprints are kept within the mind.
Un visi šie karmiskie nospiedumi glabājas prātā.
So can you imagine in one day how many karmic imprints you put into your mind?
Vai jūs varat iedomāties, cik daudz karmisko nospiedumu jūs atstājat vienas dienas laikā savā prātā?
So not just the actions that you do, but also the thoughts that you have.
Ne tikai tās darbības, ko jūs veicat, bet arī tās domas, ko jūs domājat.
And so you might be thinking, well, you know, it's not so bad in one hour, you know, there's only 60 minutes.
Un tad jūs varētu domāt, nu, nav jau tik slikti vienā stundā, gal galā ir tikai 60 minūtes.
But it's much worse than you think.
Bet ir krietni ļaunāk, nekā jūs domājat.
So now I'm going to really shock you.
Un tagad es tiešām jūs šokēšu.
So now we have to lock the door, Rita.
Tagad
so nobody can leave. The windows are locked.
Mogri jau aizvērti.
So, 1 second,
no, tātad, viena sekunde,
which Buddha described as the click of a finger,
ko Buddha definē kā pirktu šo klikšu.
So, in the time it takes to click your fingers,
tad tajā laikā, kas prasa noklikšanāt pirkstus,
there are 65 parts to that moment.
Šajā brītiņā ir 65 momenti.
So that means the 65 karmic seeds per second.
Tātad ir 65 karmiskās sēkliņas sekundē.
So 1 minute means 65 multiplied by 60.
Viena minūte attiecīgi nozīmē 65 reizes 60.
Which I think is 3,900 karmic imprints in 1 minute.
Un es domāju, ka tas sanāk, ka ir 3900 karmiskie nospiedumi minūtē.
So, I mean, let's say 4000.
Tad labāk teiksim, 4000 nopaļosim.
We're up into big figures, so we can just round it off.
Mēs galu galā nopaļosim pie lieliem skaidriem, tā kā mēs varam nopaļot.
So, people will often say, well, I was only angry for 2 or 3 days.
Un cilvēki saka, nu, es taču biju dusmīgs tikai 2-3 dienas.
You know, I mean, sometimes we're angry for a week or 2 weeks, and sometimes we're angry for years.
Un reizēm mēs esam dusmīgi 2 vai 3 nedēļas, un reizēm gadus.
Every time you think of that person, you get irritable.
Katru reizi, kad jūs padomājat par kādu noteiktu personu, jūs jūstat dusmīgi.
So, just take as an example, that 1 minute, 4,000 seeds.
Un tad ņemsim par piemēru šo 1 minūti, 4,000 sākumu.
And I'm not doing this to depress you.
Un es to nedaru, lai jūs nomāktu.
The teachings on karma are to help you to change your behavior.
Mācības par karmu ir, lai palīdzētu jums mainīt savu rīcību.
Because we need a really good reason to give up anger.
Jo mums ir vajadzīgs patiešām labs iemesls, lai atbrīvotos no dusmām.
Or any delusion.
Vai no jebkuriem citiem maldiem.
If you don't know what a delusion is,
un ja jūs nezināt, kas ir maldi,
tomorrow night. That's Wednesday.
Tas ir trešdien.
So, we have these delusions that appear in the mind.
Tātad mums ir šie maldi, kas parādās prātā.
And unless we have a good reason to stop them.
Un ja vien mums nav labs iemesls, lai tos apturētu.
They become a habit.
Tie kļūst par ieradumu.
So, if you drive to work every day.
Tad, piemēram, ja jūs braucat uz darbu katru dienu.
And you're irritable.
Un jūs esat dusmīgi sadraukti tajā brīdī.
Because people cut in or people drive badly.
jo cilvēki jūs apdzen, ielien tur, kur nevajag, vai vienkārši uzvedās negatavojuši labi.
Twice a day,
divreiz dienā,
coming and going,
braucot tur un apkārt,
you could have irritation.
Jums var rasties šī dusmas vai sadraukums.
But the same with the tram.
Bet tas pats arī ar tramvai.
You're hanging there and people are pushing in on you.
Jūs tur stāvat un cilvēki jūs spaida.
You think, all I want is a seat.
Un jūs domājat, viss, ko es vēlos, ir apsēsties.
But everybody else is also thinking, all I want is a seat.
Bet arī viss pārējie domā, ka viss, ko es vēlos, ir apsēsties.
We think we're the only person that wants a seat.
Mēs domājam, ka mēs esam vienīgie, kur vēlas apsēsties.
So as soon as the seat becomes available,
un tiklīdz sēdeklis kļūst brīvs,
there's a sort of rush for the seat.
Viss steidzās uz sēdekli.
So if you don't get the seat, then you think, look at that person, look at the way.
Un ja jūs nepagūstat apsēsties, tad jūs domājat, nu pasēsties. Šito cilvēku.
So you're not rejoicing and thinking, how wonderful that they got the seat.
Tā kā jūs īsti nepriecājaties, ka cik brīnišķīgi, ka viņš nevar apsēsties.
So you have this feeling that somebody's taken something away from you.
Jums rodas šī sajūta, ka kāds jums ir kaut ko atņēmis.
So in actual fact, nothing has happened.
Un patiesībā nekas nav noticis.
You were standing there hanging on the tram.
Jūs vienkārši stāvējāt un turējāties pie trubas.
But because we're not so mindful of what's going on,
bet tā kā mēs neesam, mēs tik ļoti neapzināmies, kas notiek.
Quite a lot of negative thoughts can go through your mind.
Diezgan daudz negatīvu domu iziet cauri jūsu prātam.
So, then we may see that as being insignificant.
Un tad mums varētu šķist, ka tas nav nozīmīgi.
But if on a daily basis you have this irritation,
bet ja jums katru dienu ir šāda veida dusmas vai pārdzīvojumi,
because there's a certainty about karma,
tāpēc, ka šī karmas noteiktība,
and this irritation is being put into your garden on a daily basis.
Un šī pukošanās, dusmošanās ir katru dienu konstanti likt iekšā jūsu dārzā.
What sort of reaction or what sort of result do you think you're going to get from irritation?
Kāda veida rezultātu jūs domājat dabūt no šīs dusmošanās?
So when you put irritation out,
un kad jūs izliekat šo dusmošanos,
and remember it's more and more seeds on a daily basis,
un atcerieties, ka ir arvien vairāk un vairāk sēklu katru dienu,
you may experience great anger or hatred back towards you.
Jūs varat piedzīvot lielu naidu vai dusmas pret jums.
Then you get shocked.
Un tad jūs kļūstat pārsteigt.
You think, I'm a good person.
Jūs domājat, es taču esmu labs cilvēks.
I don't deserve this.
Es taču to neesmu pelnījis.
I would never do something like that.
Es taču tā nekad nedarītu.
But we don't see that on a daily basis we were actually creating the cause to receive that result.
Bet mēs nesaskatām, ka patiesībā katru dienu mēs esam radījuši cēloņus šādu veidu rezultātu.
So this is difficult because it means you've got to look with more mindfulness.
Un tas ir nedaudz grūti, jo tas nozīmē, ka jums ir jāstās ar dziļāku apzinātību.
And mindful means watching the mind.
Un apzināts nozīmē tāds, kurš vēro prātu.
So if you know about this 65,
un ja jūs zināt par šiem 65,
you start thinking 65, 65, 65.
Jūs domājat 65, 65, 65.
Then you want to reduce the negativities quickly.
Un tad jūs vēlaties samazināt šīs negatīvās domas ātri.
Because what sort of result are you going to get from it?
Jo kādu veidu rezultātu jūs no tā iegūsiet?
What you want is happiness.
Tas, ko jūs vēlaties, ir laime.
You don't want to experience discomfort or people shouting or being angry with you.
Jūs nevēlaties piedzīvot nērtības vai cilvēkus, kuri uz jums kliet.
But if it's true, the karma is certain.
Bet ja tas ir patiesi, ka karma ir noteikta.
You're planting these seeds.
Jūs iestādāt šīs sēklas.
Of irritability or anger.
Dusmošanās vai dusmu sēklas.
The result is going to be similar.
Un rezultāts būs līdzīgs.
So, this is the first meditation that we start on.
Un tā būtu tā pirmā meditācija, ar kuru mēs sākam.
Because whatever you're experiencing is coming from a previous cause.
Jo viss, ko jūs piedzīvojat, nāk no iepriekšējā cēloņa.
So you start looking at your life.
Un tad jūs sākat skatīties uz savu dzīvi.
And the things that we don't like about our life.
Un tām lietām, kas mums savā dzīvē nepatīk.
And then usually we're blaming everybody else.
Un tad parasti mēs vainojam visus citus.
So it's the rude people on the tram.
Tie ir rupie cilvēki tramvajā.
The bad driver.
Sliktais šofers.
The dangerous pedestrians.
Neapdomīgie kājām gājēji.
It's everybody else.
Visi citi.
But you never see that you're the rude person on the tram.
Bet jūs nekad nedomājat, ka jūs esat tas galvenais vainnieks tramvajā.
You're the terrible driver.
Jūs esat šis dusmīgais šoferis.
So, we need to see our part in the situation.
Tā kā mums ir jāsaskata savu situāciju, savu pozīciju visā šajā situācijā.
So, the good thing about karma is, it puts you in charge.
Un labā lieta par karmu ir, ka tā padarījusi atbildīgus.
It says that you're creating your reality.
Un tā saka, ka jūs radat savu realitāti.
The ultimate truth in Buddhism is that there is no reality.
Un galējā patiesība budismā, ka nav realitātes.
So when we talk about reality, we're talking about everything appearing like a dream.
Un kad mēs runājam par realitāti, mēs runājam par to, ka viss parādās kā sapnis.
Or like a mirage.
Vai kā mirāža.
Like a rainbow.
Kā varavīksne.
So when certain causes and conditions come together, there's an appearance.
Kad noteikta veida cēloņi un apstākļi atrodas un savienojas kopā, rodas noteikta veida izskati.
So when your karma meets conditions,
un kad jūsu karma sastopas ar apstākļiem,
there's a certain appearance.
Rodas noteikta veida izskati vai parādības.
That appearance is particular for you.
Un šīs parādības ir, izskats ir tas, ko redzat tieši jūs.
And sometimes we have a group appearance.
Un reizē mums ir kopējiem grupu tādi skati vai redzējumi.
And so this is how we think that reality is true.
Un tāpēc mēs domājam, ka realitāte ir patiesa.
So you can go to say a function, you know, a party.
Un teiksim, jūs varētu doties uz kaut kādu veidu pasākumu.
And the next day you phone your friends.
Un nākošajā dienā jūs zvanat saviem draugiem.
And you say, oh, great party.
Un jūs zinat, pasākums bija ļoti labs.
And some people say, yeah, it was a really great party.
Un daži cilvēki saka, jā, pasākums tiešām bija ļoti izdevies.
So it's as if from its own side there was a great party.
Un tas būtu tā, kā no paši šī pasākuma puses, tas pasākums būtu bijis lielisks.
It's not an imputation.
Tas nav apzīmējums.
It's as if it was really coming from the side of the party, the good party existed.
Šķiet tā, ka it kā tas nāk no paša pasākuma, ka eksistē tieši šis lieliskais pasākums.
But from a Buddhist perspective,
bet no budisma perspektīvas,
there's a party.
Ir pasākums.
But the experience of the party is according to the individual's karma and delusion.
Pasākuma sajūta ir atkarīga no katra individa paša.
So the party is empty of inherent existence.
Un tad pasākums ir brīvs no neatkarīgas eksistences.
If the party were inherently good,
šis pasākums būtu patiesi labs,
it means everybody in that party would have the same experience.
Tas nozīmē, ka pilnīgi visi šajā pasākumā piedzīvot vienu veidu pieredzi.
So it would be impossible for anybody to have a bad time at the party.
Un tas nozīmē, ka būtu neiespējami, ka kādam šajā pasākumā tas nepatiktu.
Because it would be inherently good.
Jo tas pasākums ir patiesi labs.
But that's not the way it happens, is it?
But tas nav tā, kā tas ir.
So another example I like to give is Miss World.
Vēl viens piemērs, ko man patīk dot ir.
So if there was an inherently beautiful woman.
Tātad, ja būtu patiesi skaista sieviete.
We wouldn't need Miss World.
Mums nebūtu vajadzīga Miss Pasaule.
So wherever this woman went in the world, everybody would look at her and say, "Oh, she's the most beautiful woman in the world."
Jo, lai kur šī sieviete dotos pasaulē, visi teikt, "Oh, viņa ir Miss Pasaule."
Right. Or Mr. World.
Vai Mr. Pasaule.
Now we have Mr. World too, isn't it?
Mums tagad ir arī Mr. Pasaule.
So we need to keep the equality going.
Jā, mums ir jāsakam pārdzīvumu līdzies.
So, you know, you have to think about these things to think, well, then what does that mean?
Un tad jūs varētu domāt par šīm lietām un tā, pārdomāt, ko tas īsti nozīmē.
It means from your side you're using 65 karmic imprints per second.
Un tas nozīmē, ka no savas puses jūs izmantojat 65 karmiskos nospiedumus sekundē.
To project onto what's around.
Lai projicētu uz visu, kas notiek apkārt.
So, yes, there are objects.
Tātad, jā, ir objekti.
But they don't exist the way you think.
Bet tie neeksistē tādā veidā, kā jūs domājat.
So you're projecting your view of the objects.
Un tātad jūs projicējat savu skatījumu par šiem objektiem.
And then believing it to be true.
Un tad ticat, ka tas ir patiesi.
And true from a Buddhist point of view means unchanging, permanent.
Un patiesi budisma kontekstā nozīmē nemainīgi un patstāvīgi.
So as if it's not created.
Tā it kā tas nebūtu radīts.
So on one level we can say, of course I know the table's made, it's created.
Tad vienā līmenī mēs varētu teikt, jā, protams, ka es zinu, ka šis galds ir izgatavots.
But actually we behave towards objects after a while as if they are not created.
Bet patiesībā mēs pēc kāda laika sākam izturēties pret objektiem tā, kā tie nebūtu radīti.
And we start to feel as if they're never going to break and they're never going to get older.
Un mēs sagaidām no tiem, kad tie nekad nenovecos un nekad nesalūzīs.
So this is a suffering state of mind.
Tā kā šis ir ciešana prāta stāvoklis.
So whenever you buy something new, you don't want it to age.
Un vienmēr, kad jūs nopērkat kaut ko jaunu, jūs nevēlaties, lai tas novecot.
So this way of viewing the world is coming from karma.
Un šis pasaules skatījums nāk no kārmas.
And because karma is certain, your view of the world is coming from karma that you've created in the past.
Un tā kā karma ir noteikta, tad jūsu pasaules skatījums nāk no tā veida, kā jūs esat rīkojušies pagātnē.
So if you don't like what you're seeing,
un tā kā jums nepatīk tas, ko jūs redzat,
the answer is not to change the world.
Atbilde ir nemainīt pasauli.
The answer is to change your mind.
Atbilde ir mainīt savu prātu.
So this is quite a radical shift.
Tā kā tā ir visnotaļ radikāla pārmaiņa.
So there's a famous lama in Buddhism called Shantideva.
Un ir pazīstams lama budismā vārdā Shantideva.
So he's 7th century.
Viņš dzīvoja apmēram 7. gadsimtā.
Shantideva was known as the three activities or the three discriminations.
Shantideva bija pazīstams ar trijām darbībām vai trijām tā kā, atšķirībām.
So the three are
šīs trīs ir
eating,
ēšana,
sleeping,
gulēšana,
and going to the toilet.
Un nodošanās uz tualeti.
So that's what he was known as in the monastery.
Un pēc tā, nu, jeb ar to viņš bija pazīstams klosterī.
So the karmic view of the monks was, this monk is useless.
Un tas karmiskais skatījums, kas bija mūkiem, es tiem bija, ka šis mūks ir galīgi nekam nederīgs.
So I'm telling you this story to illustrate the fact that we think something is true and it may not be true.
Un es to jums stāstu teicu, ka mēs varētu domāt, ka kaut kas ir paties, bet patiesībā tas varbūt nemaz tā nav.
So these are very intelligent monks.
Tātad šie patiesi ļoti mudrie mūki.
In a famous Indian monastery.
Slavenā Indijas klosterī.
They had 10,000 monks in that monastery.
Kurā bija 10,000 mūki.
So they decided that Shantideva had to go.
Viņi izlēma, ka Shantidevam ir jānodas prom.
Because he was just eating the food.
Jo viņš tikai ēda ēdienu.
And wasn't doing anything useful.
Nedarīja neko noderīgu.
So the way to get rid of somebody was to ask them to teach.
Un veids, kā atbrīvoties no kāda, bija lūgt viņam mācīt.
So they cooked up a plan.
Un viņi izdomāja plānu.
We'll ask Shantideva to teach.
Mēs lūgsim Shantideva, lai viņš māca.
Of course he'll say no.
Viņš, protams, teiks nē.
And he's going to leave.
Un tad viņš pametīs.
So then they went to Shantideva and they were very humble and, you know, asking in a very nice way.
Un tad viņi devās pie Shantidevas un bija ļoti pazemīgi un ļoti laipnā veidā lūdza viņam.
And they were really surprised when he said, oh yes, yes, of course I'll teach.
Un viņi bija ļoti pārsteigti, ka Shantideva teica, jo, jā, protams, es mācīšu.
They thought this is strange.
Un viņi domāja, ka tas ir savādi.
So they thought, okay, we'll ask a further question.
Un tad viņi domāja, labi, paprasīsim viņam vēl vienu lietu.
Would you like to teach on what Buddha has taught?
Vai tu varētu mācīt par to, ko ir Buddha mācījis?
Or would you like to do something new?
Vai tu vēlētu stāstīt par kaut ko jaunu?
So Shantideva thought for a little while.
Un Shantideva brītiņu padomāja.
And he said, I think something new.
Es domāju, ka par kaut ko jaunu.
And they thought, wow, this just gets better and better. This is like a major trap. And he's fallen straight in it. So they put out an advertisement to the whole area. We have a great new teacher.
Mums ir jauns, liels skolotājs.
This is a rare opportunity.
Tā ir reta iespēja.
Because they're thinking nobody's ever going to hear him ever again.
Jo viņi domā, ka no pēc tam vairs neviens neklausīsies.
And they put a huge throne.
Un viņi uzcēla pamatīgu droni.
So in those days, the thrones were just made of many, many cushions.
Un tajās dienās troņi tika veidot no daudz, daudz spilveniem.
So they put so many cushions, he couldn't sit on them.
Un tad viņi salika tik daudz spilvenu, ka viņš nevarētu tur pat apsēsties.
So this was so that when he arrived at the teaching, he'd be really ashamed or embarrassed.
Un tas bija ar tādu domu, kad viņš ierastos uz mācībām un jau uzreiz tiktu tā kā apkalnots.
So to save them listening to a stupid teaching, he was supposed to just leave immediately.
Tā vietā, lai klausītos viņu, nodomāja to, ka viņš uzreiz arī pamatīs šo vietu.
So in English we say the plans of mice and men.
Angļu valodā mēs sakam tāds tā kā
mice.
Peļu un cilvēku plāns.
I don't quite know what it means.
Es īsti nezinu, ko tas nozīmē.
Just thought I'd throw it in.
Es vienkārši domāju, ka es to tā izmetīšu.
So the plans of mice and men is we're going to get rid of him. So with great fanfare, they brought Shantideva. Thousands of people are there.
Tūkstošiem cilvēku tur bija sapulcējušies.
Huge throne.
Milzīgs trons.
And he puts his finger on top and he just pushes it down, sits on it, and the throne goes back up.
Un tad viņš uzliek savu pirkstu uz šī troņa, nobīna to lejā un apsēž traukšā un trona sakal pat liels tikpat augstu.
And then the monks thought, oh dear.
Tad mūki domāja, ak vai.
Maybe we've made a mistake.
Varbūt mēs piedāvājam kļūdu.
But it's too late now.
Bet ir jau par vēlu.
So he started to give a teaching which went on for many days.
Un tad šeit Deva sāka mācīt šīs mācības ilga vairākas dienas.
And you see, amongst those monks, there were people who could memorize perfectly any teaching.
Un starp šiem mūkiem bija daudz tādu, kuri varēja iemācīties no galva šīs mācības.
So even though they had that ability to memorize, they still didn't see the qualities of Shantideva.
Un kaut arī viņiem bija šādas spējas iemācīties visu no galvas, viņi joprojām nespēja saskatīt Shantidevas īpašību labumu.
So he taught many subjects over many days.
Un tad viņš mācīja daudzus priekšmetus, vairākas dienas.
On the behavior of a person who wants to be a bodhisattva.
Par personas rīcību, kurš vēlas kļūt bodhisattva.
And each one of these chapters is, it's in a verse form.
Un katrs no šiem katra no šīm nodaļām ir pantu veidā.
And it's four line stanzas.
Tās ir četru rindiņu vārsmas.
And after many days he started talking about wisdom.
Un pēc vairākām dienām viņš sāka runāt par gudrību.
And he was talking about a debate between different schools of Buddhism.
Un tad viņš sāka runāt par debatēm starp vairākām budisma skolām.
Working up to the highest understanding of wisdom.
Nonākot līdz pat augstākajai izpratnei par gudrību.
So these are the teachings called emptiness.
Un šīs mācības sauc tukšums.
And as he's teaching this, he's rising up into the sky.
Un tajā laikā, kad viņš to māca, viņš ceļ augšā debesīs.
And he disappeared into the sky.
Un viņš pazuda debesīs.
But the monks could still hear him.
Bet mūki varēja turpināt viņu saklausīt.
When he finished the teaching, he disappeared completely.
Un kad viņš pabeidz mācības, viņš izzūd pilnībā.
So of course they all got together.
Un tad, protams, viņi visi sapulcējās.
Said, oh, we've made a big mistake.
Viņi teica, mēs esam pieņēmuši lielu kļūdu.
He was obviously a great being.
Patiesībā viņš bija liela būtne.
We need to get him back.
Un mums ir jādabū viņš atpakaļ.
So they had to search all over India.
Un tad viņam bija jāpārmeklē visu Indiju.
They eventually found him in South India.
Un tad viņi galā atrada viņu dienu Indijā.
They did prostrations.
Viņi pakalnījās viņam.
Very humbly they said, you know, we made a big mistake.
Un ļoti pazemīgi viņi teica, ka mēs esam pieļāvuši lielu kļūdu.
Your teaching was incredible.
Tavs mācījums bija neticams.
We want you back.
Mēs gribam, lai tu atgriezies.
And he said, oh no, thank you.
Un viņš teica, nē, paldies.
I'm not going back there.
Es tur neatgriezīšos.
But you'll find on the beam in my room, there's a wooden beam.
Bet jūs atradīsiet uz sigas manā istabā.
The commentary to the teaching on emptiness.
Komentāru par tukšām mācībām.
So why I mention this is because we can do this. We can think somebody is like Shantideva.
Un tad, kāds es to stāstu, ir, ka mēs varam domāt, ka arī kāds ir tāds pats kā Shantideva.
But actually they could be a great bodhisattva.
Bet patiesībā tas var izrādīties ir liels bodhisattva.
But also because this book is translated into English.
Bet arī tāpēc, ka šī grāmata ir pārtulkota angļu valodā.
And it's called The Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life.
Un to sauc ceļvedis bodhisattva's dzīvesveidā.
So I don't know if it's in your language.
It's not.
Sooner or later.
Somebody
will translate
it. Agrāk vai vēlāk, droši vien kāds to iztulkos.
But if you can read English,
bet ja jūs varat izlasīt to angliski,
it's incredible to read this book.
Tas ir vienkārši neticami izlasīt šo grāmatu.
You'll realize that this person had an amazing mind.
Jūs sapratīsiet, ka šim cilvēkam bija neticami labs prāts.
But the karmic obscurations of the monks viewing him was such that they could not see it.
Bet šo mūku karmiskie šķēršļi vai aizmiglojumi prātam bija tādi, ka viņi nespēja saskatīt šīs labās īpašības.
So We could have shanti devas anywhere.
Un patiesībā mums shanti devas var būt visapkārt.
So you could be living with a shanti deva.
Tā kā jūs varat patiesībā pat dzīvot kopā ar shanti devu.
You could be working with one.
Jūs varat strādāt ar viņu kopā.
And you think, oh, this person is so irritating.
Jūs varat domāt, tā kā vai šī persona tiešām ļoti tā kā
especially if it's at work.
Jo sevišķi, tas ir darbā.
If I just got rid of this person,
ja es tikai tiktu no šī cilvēka vaļā,
I would be happy.
Es būtu laimīgs.
So you do all these things to try and get rid of this person.
Un tad jūs veicat visu šīs mazās viltībiņas, lai tiktu no viņa vaļā.
They leave.
Viņi pamet.
The next one is worse.
Un nākošais ir vēl sliktāks.
You think, well, the last one wasn't bad.
Un jūs domājat, ka tas pēdējais nemaz nebija tik.
So then you realize that what you're doing is creating karmic situations which are bringing about more and more of your suffering.
Tad jūs saprotat, ka jūs radat karmiskās situācijas, kuras nes arvien lielākas un lielākas nepatikšanas un ciešanas.
And today, yesterday, I was talking about the word indulge, which we had difficulties with.
Un vakar mēs runājam par jā, vārdu, ar kur mums jāprājām ir grūtības, tas ir aizraukšanās ar tādām tā kā sliktām lietām.
But once you know about these things,
bet kad jūs uzzināt par šīm lietām,
if you're having negative thoughts or performing negative actions,
kad jums ir negatīvas domas vai kad jūs darat negatīvas darbības,
you're indulging yourself. Come on, find a word. Find a word. And I'm going to keep using this word every day.
Jūs restu ļauties kārdinājumu.
There must be one word in Latvian for indulge.
I looked in the dictionary, there were seven.
Seven, you see? Seven. He doesn't know one. When you go onto the street and you smoke, and then you have a second one, what is it? When you go to the ice cream shop and you have one ice cream and then you have a second one, what's that called?
Stress.
Stress. Straight after the Buddhist teaching. I think I also need an ice cream. That was the karma night. And a bar of chocolate. Oh dear. Yes. Me too. But do you get this idea of you know you shouldn't be doing it but you're doing it?
No, restīvi, jūs zināt, ka jūs to nedrīkstām darīt, bet jūs to tomēr darat. Tad ļaušanās kārdinājumā.
So once you have that feeling, there's a movement towards change.
Kad ir šī sajūta, jūs vienkārši tuvojaties pārmaiņām.
Because if you don't know, you just do it.
Jo, ja jūs nezināt, ka tas slikt, jūs to vienkārši darat.
But once you know, then you start thinking, there's going to be a result from this.
Bet kad jūs to zināt, jūs sākat domāt, tas nesīs savu veidu augļus.
And do I want to deal with the result?
Un vai es vēlos sastapties ar šiem augļiem?
Because the first point is certainty.
Jo pirmais punkts ir noteiktība.
Second point is increase.
Otrs punkts ir pieaugums.
So what this means is that from the moment that you plant that karmic seed,
un tas, ko tas nozīmē, ir, kad kopš tā brīža, kad jūs iestādāt šo karmisko sēklu.
This is a small seed.
Tā ir maziņa sēkla.
But if it's an oak tree,
bet ja tas ir ozols,
an oak tree is massive.
Ozols ir masīvs.
So a small seed can produce a very big tree.
Maza sēkla var radīt ļoti lielu koku.
In the same way, karma increases.
Tieši tādā pašā veidā karma palielinās.
So unless you apply an opponent force,
tad, ja vien jūs nepielietojat kaut kādu pretlīdzekli,
then it continues to increase.
Tā turpina pieaugt.
So small negative actions,
tad mazas negatīvas darbības,
can bring a disproportionately great amount of suffering.
Var izraisīt neproporcionāli lielas ciešanas.
On the other hand, you could do something very positive, but really small.
Un savukārt no otras puses jūs varat izdarīt kaut ko ļoti labi, bet visnotaļ nelielu.
You know, you could see, you know, a creature walking on the pathway and you just put it to one side.
Piemēram, kaut kādas kukainītes vai tāda veida radībiņa staigā pa ceļu, un jūs vienkārši nobīnāt to no ceļa nost.
So you saved its life.
Tad jūs esat izvēmuši šīs radībiņas dzīvību.
And you didn't think a lot about it.
Un, bet jūs īpaši daudz nepiedomājāt.
But still, it's a very positive karma.
Bet vienalga, tā ir ļoti pozitīva karma.
Because that being values its life.
Jo tā būtne vērtē savu dzīvi.
So that karma is going to produce happiness.
Un šī karma radīs laimi.
Whereas if we I was about to say indulge. What can I say?
It's okay.
If we indulge in negative actions,
bet ja mēs ņemamies negatīvo darbību kārdinājumu,
then it's like eating 4 ice creams.
Tas ir līdzīgi kā ēst 4 saldējumus.
Or a kilo of chocolate.
Vai kilogramu šokolādes.
Or 10 cigarettes continuously, you know, what you call it, simultaneously.
Vai 10 cigaretes vienlaicīgi.
So, you know, this sense of if you know about it, use it to change your behavior.
Un šī sajūta, kas rodas, ja jūs zināt, tad izmantojiet to, lai mainītu savu rīcību.
Because just having it as intellectual knowledge won't produce any change.
Jo tikai intelektuālas zināšanas par to neradīs nekādas pārmaiņas.
So then the next point, first one is certainty, second one is increase.
Tad pirmais punkts ir noteiktība, otrais punkts ir pieaugšana un palielināšanās.
The next point is not done, then there's no result.
Trešais punkts ir, ja tas nav izdarīts, tad tas nenes rezultātu.
So if you didn't do the action, you won't get the result.
Tātad, ja jūs neesat veicis šo darbību, jūs nesaņemsiet rezultātu.
So it means if somebody else close to you is doing a negative action, not you, you can't get the result of that negative action.
Un restīvi, ja kāds cits ir izdarījis negatīvu darbību, jūs nevarat piedzīvot pats šīs negatīvās darbības rezultātus.
So during the Medicine Buddha retreat we were talking about this.
Un medicīnas Buddhas retrīta laikā mēs runājam par šo.
So if somebody else is stealing or lying, the result cannot come to you.
Un ja kāds cits, piemēram, zob vai malo, to rezultātu, šo darbību rezultātu jūs pats nepiedzīvojat.
So again, why this is important is because if you're experiencing karma that you don't like,
un kāpēc tas atkal ir svarīgi, tas tādēļ, kad tad, kad jūs piedzīvojat kaut ko, kas jums nepatīk.
Don't blame others.
Nevainojiet citus.
Blame your negative karma.
Vainojiet savu negatīvo karmu.
And then decide that you're not going to produce the same sort of result in the future.
Un tad nolemiet, kad jūs neradīsiet līdzīga veida rezultātus nākotnē.
So in order to not have that result,
un tāpēc, lai jūs, lai jums nebūtu šādu rezultātu,
you need to look at the cause.
Jums ir jāsameklē, jāatrod cēlonis.
So look what you're experiencing.
Tad skatieties uz to, ko jūs piedzīvojat.
And then find out what the cause of that experience is.
Un tad uzziniet, kas ir šīs pieredzes cēlonis.
So then you can avoid these negative actions.
Un tad jūs varēsiet izvairīties no šīm negatīvajām darbībām.
Which produce those suffering results.
Kas rada šīs nepatīkamās sākas.
And then things, your world will start to appear better and better.
Un tad pasaulē lietas ap jums sāks izskatīties arvien labāk un labāk.
So the fourth point is that actions done are not wasted.
Un ceturtais punkts ir darbības, kas ir paveiktas nepazūd.
So sometimes, or maybe many times, it feels like we have negative thoughts or we do negative actions, but there's no result.
Un reizēm šķiet, kad mēs izdarām kaut ko negatīvu vai padomājam kaut ko negatīvu, bet nav nekāds rezultāts.
So you do something negative.
Tad jūs izdarāt kaut ko negatīvu.
And nobody found out.
Un neviens par to neuzināja.
So you think, I got away with it.
Un tad jūs domājat, ka es esmu ticis caur staigā.
Don't worry, it's in your garden.
Neuztraucaties, tas ir turpat jūsu dārzā.
It's growing very nicely.
Tas ļoti jauka aug.
One day your car's stolen.
Kādu dienu jūsu mašīnu tiek nozaga.
Why me?
Un tad jūs domājat, kāds es?
What have I done?
Ko tad es tādu izdarīju?
You forget that you stole the stamps from work.
Jūs aizmirstat, kad jūs nozagāt, teiksim, pastmarkas no darba.
Right? So, we forget.
Mēs vienkārši aizmirstam.
Between a negative action that we've done and then a result, there's no memory of the connection.
Un tad starp šīm negatīvajām sakām un to cēlu, kas tās radīja, nav nekādu atmiņu saites.
And often it can be over lifetimes.
Un reizēm tas var būt pat starp vairākām dzīvēm.
So that's what makes it even more difficult to understand.
Un tāpēc tas padara to grūtāk saprotam.
So actions done in relation to very powerful objects.
Un darbības, kas tiek izdarītas attiecībā pret ļoti spēcīgiem objektiem.
Or very powerful people.
Vai ļoti nozīmīgiem cilvēkiem.
Can ripen in this lifetime.
Var piedzīvot rezultātu jau šajā dzīvē.
Minor actions.
Mazākas darbības.
Could result in many, many lifetimes in the future.
Var piedzīvot rezultātus vairākās nākošajās dzīvēs.
So what we're experiencing now is the result of a lot of good karma.
Un tas, ko mēs piedzīvojam šodien, tagad patiesībā tas ir ļoti labas karmas rezultāts.
We have a human body.
Mums ir cilvēka ķermenis.
Which is sort of functioning okay.
Kurš funkcionē. Samērīgi normāli.
I'm speaking for myself.
Es runāju par sevi.
I'm not saying it's perfect.
Es nerunāju, ka tas ir perfekts.
But it's sort of okay.
Tas ir diezgan normāls.
So sometimes we experience some sickness, sometimes health.
Reizēm mēs piedzīvojam kaut kādas slimības, reizēm kāpēc ir vecās.
But in actual fact, we're extremely fortunate to have a human rebirth.
Bet patiesībā mēs esam ļoti laimīgi, kad mums ir cilvēka ķermenis.
From a Buddhist point of view, more than that,
no budismu viedokļa vēl vairāk,
we've met a system that will help us to improve our situation.
Mēs esam sastapušies ar sistēmu, kas var palīdzēt uzlabot mūsu situāciju.
Because the system of Buddhism teaches how to change your karma.
Jo šī budismu sistēma māca, kā mainīt jūsu karmu.
Because if you don't do that, then you're just relying on others to produce your happiness.
Un ja jūs to nedarat, tad vienkārši jūs paļaujaties uz to, kad citi padarīs jūs laimīgus.
And when it's going wrong, when others are making you really unhappy.
Un kad lietas iet šķērsām un citi padarīs jūs tikai nelaimīgus.
Then it can seem like you're a victim of the world.
Tad varētu šķist, ka jūs esat pasaules tāds kā upurs.
So it's this state of, you know, well, why me? Why is this happening to me?
Šis stāvoklis, ka kāpēc es, kāpēc tas notiek ar mani?
So Buddhism says, why not?
Un Buddhism saka, kāpēc ne?
It's a cheerful system.
Tā ir jautra sistēma.
So if we've created countless causes for countless results.
Un tātad, ja mēs esam radījuši neskaitām daudz priekšnosacījumu, neskaitām daudz rezultātiem.
And because we lead such fast lives.
Un tāpēc, ka mēs dzīvojam tik ātras dzīves.
Now these karmas are meeting with many, many conditions every day.
Šīs karmas sastopas ar ļoti daudziem apstākļiem katru dienu.
So it means many more karmas can ripen.
Tas nozīmē, ka arvien vairāk karmas var nobriest.
So, I think that the sense of am I responsible or is the world responsible for my happiness?
Un es domāju, ka šī sajūta, vai es esmu atbildīgs, vai pasaule ir atbildīga par manu laimi,
is something that you really need to think about.
Tas ir kaut kas, par ko tiešām mums ir vērts padomāt.
Do you feel that you can change your situation?
vai jūs jūtat, ka jūs varat mainīt savu situāciju,
so that you can produce your happiness,
vai jūs varat radīt savu laimi,
or are you relying on others to give you happiness,
vai arī jūs paļaujaties uz citiem, lai viņi dotu jums laimi.
So there's a big change in attitude between those two.
Tā kā tā ir ļoti liela pārmaiņa attieksmē starp šīm divām lietām.
I think mostly we're brought up to believe that the world should give us happiness.
Un es domāju, ka vairākumā gadījumā mēs esam uzaudzināti tā, ka mums ir jādomā, ka pasaulē mums ir jādod tas prieks.
So, going back to Shantideva, one of Shantideva's sayings was that if the world is covered in thorns and glass,
bija tāds, ka ja pasaule ir noklāta ar ērkšķiem un šķembām,
and you have bare feet,
un jums ir kailas pēdas,
there's two choices.
Ir divas izvēles.
One is that you can cover the world in leather.
Viena ir, ka jūs varat noklāt pasauli ar ādu.
The other is you can put shoes on.
Otra ir, ka jūs varat uzvilkt kurpes.
So which do you want to do?
Tā kā, kur jūs vēlaties darīt?
We say, of course I'm going to put shoes on.
Un mēs sakām, nu, protams, mēs taču uzvilksim kurpes.
But our behavior is we're putting leather on the world.
Bet mūsu rīcība ir tāda, ka mēs noklājam, cenšamies noklāt visu pasauli ar ādu.
So you may have resistance to what I'm saying.
Tā kā jums varētu būt kaut kāda pretestība par to, ko es saku.
But I think you need to go more deeply into the way you look at the world.
Bet es domāju, ka jums ir jāiet nedaudz dziļāk tajā skatījumā, kā jūs lūkojaties uz pasauli.
You might find your habit is to think that this person should behave like that.
Un jūs varētu domāt, vai tas varētu būt jūsu paradums, ka šai personai ir jāuzvedas tādā veidā.
And if this one behaved like this way, then I'd be happier.
Un ja šī persona uzvestos tā, tad es jūstos laimīgāks.
And we spend a lot of time trying to get people to behave the way we want them to behave.
Un mēs pavadām daudz laika, lai panāktu to, ka cilvēki rīkojas tādā veidā, kāds ir mums patīkams.
And they're busy trying to get us to behave the way they want.
Un savukārt viņi no savas puses cenšas panākt to, lai mēs rīkotos tādā veidā, kas ir viņiem patīkams.
So this can end up in a lot of frustration.
Un tas var novest pie visnotaļ lielām tādām nepatīkamām sajūtām.
So I think a very good example is when you fall in love with somebody.
Un es domāju, lielisks piemērs ir, kad jūs iemīlaties kādā.
When you fall in love, you don't see any faults.
Kad jūs iemīlaties, jūs nesaskatat nekādas trūkumus.
What you see is a perfect person.
Tas, ko jūs redzat, ir perfekta persona.
So this is an imputation.
Un tas ir apzīmējums.
They're not perfect.
Viņi nav perfekti.
But there's chemicals zooming around the body.
Bet ķermeni virmo ķīmiskas vielas.
So this is something like many bars of chocolate.
Un tas ir līdzīgi kā daudz šokolādes tāplīt.
But after a year or two, the chemicals wear off.
Bet pēc kāda gada vai diviem šīs ķīmiskās vielas kaut kur nozūd.
Then if you're a woman,
un tad, ja jūs sieviete,
you see the toilet seat up.
Jūs redzat tualets, tualets vāku atvērt.
You see the toothpaste top that's not on.
Jūs ieraugat zobpastas vāciņš, kad zobpastas vāciņš nav uzlikts.
Toothpaste is squeezed from the middle.
So, pasti ir spiest no vidus.
Extremely irritating.
Ārkārtīgi sadusmojoši.
So then, you know, that person may start to say, you know, it would be much better if you squeezed the toothpaste from the bottom.
Un tas šī persona varētu teikt, nu, būtu daudz labāk, ja tu tomēr spiestu to zobpastu no apakšas.
Put the seat down.
Un noliet to vāku.
But for men it's logical for the seat to be up.
Bet no vīriešu puses tas ir tikai loģiski, vāks tā otrās.
Women want the seat down.
Savukārt sievietes vēlas, lai vāks ir lai.
If there's equality,
un ja ir vienlīdzība,
why does it matter?
Kāds tam vispār ir nozīme?
Right? But each one of us wants what we want.
Bet katrs no mums vēlas to, ko mēs vēlamies.
So if you like the seat up,
tak, ja jūs vēlties, kad vaks ir atvērts,
you walk into the bathroom and the seat's down,
un jūs ieraugat, kad vaks ir lejup,
that rage can start to boil.
Šis niknums sākt, var sākt pārīties.
The toothpaste is dripping.
Un zobu pasta ir iztecējis.
The towel isn't square.
Fields nav uzlikts kārtīgi.
The underpants are hanging on the light fitting.
Apakšbiksītes karājās kaut kur uz lustras.
He's got to go.
Un viņš, viņam ir jādodas prom.
So, in the same way, he's looking at the partner.
Un tādā pašā veidā viņš lūkojas uz savu partneri.
She's so irritating. Why does she keep putting the seat down?
Un viņš savukārt domā, ka tas taču briesmīgi, kāpēc viņas laik noliek tuvā.
Why is she squeezing the tube from the end?
Kāpēc viņa spiež zompas no apakšas?
So, you know, we can see things in very different ways.
Tā kā mēs varam redzēt lietas no daudziem dažādiem skatu punktiem.
And this is our individual karma, which is projecting onto the situation.
Un tā ir mūsu individuālā karma, kas projicē šo situāciju.
So there is no true right or wrong.
Tā kā nav viena patiesa, pareizā vai nepareizā.
Buddha taught that there are certain actions that will harm others.
Buddha mācīja, ka ir noteiktas darbības, kas darīs pār citiem.
And harm yourself.
Un, kaitēs arī jums pašiem.
But then even those negative actions could sometimes be done in a positive way.
Bet tad pat šīs darbības reizēm var tikt veiktas pozitīvā veidā.
So when we're talking about the Bodhisattva path,
un kad mēs runājam par Bodhisattvas ceļu,
it's said in the Bodhisattva vows,
Bodhisattvas solījumos ir teikts,
that if there's a situation where you have to do a negative action,
Restīvi šajā solījumos ir teikts, ka brīdī, kad jums ir jādara negatīva darbība,
in order to produce a positive result,
lai sasniegtu pozitīvu rezultātu,
as long as you have compassion,
tik ilgi, kamēr jums ir līdzjūtība,
you must do that negative action.
Jums ir jādara šī negatīvā darbība.
So these are quite extraordinary actions.
Tā kā tās patiesībā ir visnotaļ īpašas darbības.
But for us, you know, we're at an ordinary level.
Bet mums parastajā līmenī.
And so we need some sort of guidelines to work by.
Mums ir vajadzīgi tā kā ceļveži palīgi, lai mums palīdzētu.
So Buddha talked about 10 non-virtues.
Un Buddha runāja par 10 netikumībām.
Actually, there's countless non-virtues.
Patiesībā neskaitām daudz netikumību darbību.
But hard to remember countless.
Bet neskaitām daudz savukārt grūti atcerēties.
So he just gave 10 non-virtues as actions of body, speech and mind.
Tāpēc viņš izdalīja 10 ķermeņa runas un prāta negatīvās darbības.
Which it would be really good to start working on.
Pie kurām būtu vērts sākt strādāt.
So some of them are fairly similar to other religious systems.
Dažas no tām ir visnotaļ līdzīgas citām reliģiskajām sistēmām.
I think what's different is the way of defining the action.
Un es domāju, ka tas, kas ir atšķirīgs, ir veids, kā šī darbība tiek definēta.
So if we take killing as an example,
un ja mēs ņemam nogalināšanu par piemēru,
so you have to have an object.
Jums ir vajadzīgs objekts.
So the object would be a living being.
Objekts būtu dzīva būtne.
Then you need an intention to kill.
Jums tad ir vēl nepieciešams nodoms nogalināt.
And the intention is comprised of discrimination.
Un nodoms ir pavadīts ar tā kā atšķiršanu.
So imagine that this bell is a sentient being.
Iedomājieties, kad šis zvans ir būtne.
And this watch is another sentient being.
Un šis pulkstens ir cita būtne.
So I decide I'm going to hit this bell sentient being.
Un tad es izdomāju, kad es nostīšu šo zvana būtni.
That's my discrimination.
tā ir šī mana atpazīšana.
But I miss and I hit the other one.
Bet es nokļūdos un trāpu šai otrai.
Because I've got cross eyes.
Jo man ir šķielicība.
So the intention was not to hit this one.
Un nodoms nebija trāpīt šai būtnei.
So the karma is slightly weaker.
Tā kā karma ir nedaudz vieglāka.
So that's good.
Tā kā tas ir labi.
Maybe better you're cross-eyed.
Tā kā reizēm labi ir šķielēji.
Because if you didn't intend to hit this one,
jo, ja jūs nebūtu domājis trāpīt viņu,
and you hit it,
un jūs viņam trāpat,
then you might feel regret.
Tad jūs jūtat nožēlu.
Whereas if you want to hit this one and you hit it, then you feel happy.
Savukārt, ja jūs vēlaties trāpīt šai būtnei un jūs viņai tiešām arī trāpat, tad jūs jūties laimīgs.
So then we need a motivation.
Tad ir vajadzīga motivācija.
So why do you want to hit this sentient being?
Kāpēc jūs vēlaties cīst šai būtnei?
So then there has to be a delusion involved.
Tur jābūt iejauktiem arī maldiem.
So the delusion could be anger.
Un šie maldi varētu būt dusmas.
It could be attachment.
Tā varētu būt pieķeršanās.
So attachment would be killing animals for meat.
Un pieķeršanās piemērs varētu būt dzīvnieku nogalināšana gaļas iegūšanai.
For ivory.
Dzīvoņu kaulu iegūšanai.
And then ignorance.
Un neziņa.
Would be killing animals believing that they're here only for as food.
Neziņas piemērs būtu tāds nogalināt dzīvniekus ar tādu domu, ka dzīvnieki šeit ir tikai lai taptu apēsti.
So then we have the action of killing.
Un tad ir pati nogalināšanas darbība.
And that can be any type of action.
Un tā var būt jebkāda veida darbība.
Because there's physical actions and there's poison, you know, different things like that.
Respektīvi, to var veikt gan fiziski, gan dažādu veidu indēm un tā tālāk.
Then the completion of the action is when the object or the being dies before you do.
Un tad darbības pabeigšana ir tad, kad šī būtne nomirst pirms jums.
So there's quite a funny example that the texts always give.
Un ir tāds ļoti jocīgs piemērs, ko tekstos vienmēr piemin.
So we'll make it a bit more modern.
Un mēs padarīsim to nedaudz modernāku.
So if you have, you know, like these cowboys who have the guns.
Un, teiksim, ja ir šie kauboji, kuriem ir šautenes.
So, they have to stand back to back, isn't it?
Viņiem jāstāv muguru pret muguru.
And then they walk.
Un tad viņi katrs uz savu pusi.
And then they turn and they shoot.
Un tad viņi apgriež un šauriet uz otru.
Then you have the music.
Un tad ir tā mūzika.
And one goes, oh. And dies.
Un viens saķer savu trāpīto vietu un nomirst.
But in this case, if you shoot that person,
bet šajā gadījumā, ja jūs šaujat uz to personu,
and you die before the person that you shot,
un jūs nomirstat pirms tās personas, kur šāva,
then the act of killing is not complete.
Tad nogalināšanas darbība nav pabeigta.
Because if that person died first,
jo, ja tā persona numirta pirmā,
then you'll be satisfied at the result of killing.
Tad jūs būtu, tad jūs priecātos par savu pabeigto.
And that completes the karma.
Un tas pabeidz karmu.
But if that other person, if you died before that other person,
savukārt, ja jūs mirstat pirms šīs otras personas,
then the karma is carried over.
Tad karma it kā tiek pārnesta.
It's a bit more complicated.
Tas ir nedaudz sarežģītāk.
So that gives you an example of how each one of these karmas, whether it's killing, stealing, lying.
Un tas sniedz piemēru, kā jebkur no šīm karmām, vai tā būtu zagšana, melošana, kā cita.
In each case we're talking about an object.
Katrā gadījumā mēs runājam par objektu.
An intention.
Nodomu.
An action.
Darbību.
And then we have a completion.
Un pabeigšanu.
So if all four parts are not complete,
un ja visas četras daļas nav pabeigtas,
the action is weaker.
Darbība ir vājāka.
So if you did not intend to kill,
un tātad, ja jūs nebijāt domājuši nogalināt,
but you killed,
bet jūs nogalināt,
So we call this an accident.
To mēs saucam par nelaimes gadījumu.
And you go through the four parts.
Tad jūs iziet cauri šīm četrām daļām.
The object existed.
Objekts bija.
So, did you have the intention of killing?
Vai bija nogalināšanas nodoms?
So, you didn't have the intention.
Tā kā nodoms nebija.
Then the act, you did the act.
Pati darbība bija.
So then the completion, are you satisfied at the object being killed?
Un pabeigšana, vai jūs priecājaties par to, kad šī persona ir nogalināta?
So then, if it's an accident, then you would feel regret.
Nā, ja tas ir nelaimes gadījums, tad jūs justu nožēlu.
So feeling regret is the way of purifying.
Nožēlas izjūšana ir attīrīšanās.
So what we want to do is lessen the impact of the negative actions.
Un tas, ko mēs vēlamies panākt, ir mazināt negatīvo darbību iespaidu.
And increase the power of the positive actions.
Un palielināt pozitīvo darbību spēku.
So if you're going to save life,
un tātad, ja jūs grasties izglābt dzīvību,
the little ant,
mazo skudriņu,
so you have an ant,
tā kā jums ir skudriņa,
then you have an intention to save the ant,
jums ir nodoms izglābt skudriņu,
you have the action where you put it somewhere else,
jums ir darbība, kurā jūs to nobīdat kaut kur malā,
then the completion is that it wasn't walked on,
Pabeigšana ir tas, ka tos šīs skudriņas neuzkāpa neviens.
And also that you felt satisfaction that you did it.
Un arī tas, ka jūs jutāt gandarījumu par to, ka jūs to paveicāt.
So this is how you can use the same four parts in order to make a very powerful positive action.
Un tas ir veids, kā jūs varat izmantot visas četras daļas, lai izdarītu pozitīvu darbību.
And with negative actions, then if you're still going to do something negative,
un ar negatīvajām darbībām jūs tomēr izdarīt kaut ko negatīvu.
At least take away that sense of satisfaction that you've done something negative.
Vismaz noņemiet to daļu, kurā jūs jūtaties gandarīti par šo šīs darbības pabeigšanu.
And don't email and phone everybody.
Un nerakstiet e-pastus un nezvaniet tik vienam.
And tell them about the terrible thing that you've done.
Un nestāstiet par to lietu, ko jūs pabeicāt.
You know, so I really told her, and blah, 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 you know. And then we brag about it, you know, I really hurt that person, and I did it this way, and oh, and we go on and on and on, which is actually increasing the power of the negative action.
Ja mēs lielamies par to, ka es tiešām nodarīju pār tai būtnei un tā tālāk, tad tas tikai pasliktina šo negatīvo darbību.
And then positive actions, we often feel embarrassed about them.
Un par pozitīvajām darbībām mēs bieži jūtamies nokaunējušies.
You help a little old lady across the road.
Jūs palīdzat vecajai kundzītei pārēt pār ielai.
You don't go calling everybody saying, I helped a little old lady across the road.
Un jūs nezvanat nevienam sakot, ka es palīdzēju mazai kundzītei pārēt pār ielai.
So it's important to regret the negative.
Tā kā tas ir svarīgi nožēlot negatīvo.
And it's important to rejoice in the positive.
Un tas ir svarīgi priecāties par pozitīvo.
And if there's a quality that you want to have,
un ja ir kāda īpašība, kuru jūs vēlaties iegūt,
but you don't have it,
bet kuras jums nav,
for instance, patience,
piemēram, pacietības,
find an object, a person that is very patient.
Atrodiet kādu personu, kura ir ļoti pacietīga.
You don't have to know them. They could be somebody very famous.
Jums viņš nav pat jāpazīst, tas varbūt kāds pazīstams cilvēks.
So I think, you know, you can think about the Dalai Lama.
Jūs varat iedomāties, piemēram, par svētību Dalai Lama.
He's incredibly patient.
Or šī ir neticami pacietīgs.
Always trying to work for the freedom of Tibet.
Vienmēr cenšas strādāt Tibetas brīvības labā.
Never giving up.
Nekad nepadodas.
But never getting any sort of positive sign from the Chinese.
Bet nekad nesaņem jebkādas pozitīvas zīmes no ķīniešiem.
So you might look at somebody like him and think, I really want to have that sort of patience.
Un tad jūs varat lūkoties uz kādu personu, kā viņš un vēlēties. Es tiešām vēlos, lai man būtu tāda veida pacietība.
So then you rejoice in his patience.
Un tad jūs priecājaties par viņa pacietību.
Which means you connect with those positive actions that he's doing.
Kas nozīmē, ka jūs izveidojat saiti ar tām pozitīvajām īpašībām un darbībām, ko viņš veic.
Which helps you to create that same patience.
Un kas palīdz jums izveidot šādu pašu pacietību.
So why I told you about these parts of the negative actions?
Un kāpēc es jums stāstīju par šīm negatīvo darbību daļām?
Or parts of positive actions?
Vai pozitīvo darbību daļām?
Is because in order to purify, you need to use four opponent powers.
Tāpēc, kad lai attīrītos, jums ir nepieciešami četri pretspēki.
So, if you are Buddhist,
tātad, ja jūs esat budisti,
the first opponent power is refuge.
Pirmais pretlīdzeklis ir pretspēks ir patvērums.
So this is relating to the Buddhas.
Tas attiecās uz Budām.
But also we need to think about sentient beings.
Bet tāpat mums ir jādomā arī par būtnēm.
Because sentient beings are the ones that we're harming.
Jo parastās būtnes ir tās, kurām mēs daram pāri.
So then taking refuge.
Un tad patvērumu pieņemšana.
If you're a Christian, then you would take refuge in God or Christ.
Ja jūs esat kristieši, jūs pieņemat patvērumu pie Dieva vai Kristus.
Then the second part is to have regret.
Otra daļa ir nožēlošana.
So instead of supporting your action and thinking that your action is a good thing to do.
Tā vietā, lai atbalstītu savu darbību un domāt, ka jūsu darbība bija laba.
Which would increase the power of the negative action.
Kas tikai pastiprinātu šīs negatīvās darbības spēku.
Regret actually reduces the power.
Nožēl samazina šīs darbības ietekmi.
Then the third part is remedy.
Un trešā daļa ir pretlīdzeklis.
And remedy is we have to do something which is opposite to this negative action.
Un pretlīdzeklis ir kaut kā veikšana, kas ir pretējs veiktajai darbībai.
So this has to be something appropriate.
Un tam ir jābūt kaut kam piemērotam.
And then the fourth part is to repair.
Un ceturtā daļa būtu tā kā salabošana.
So this is to say, I will not do this negative action ever again.
Restīvi, tas nozīmē to, ka jūs apsolaties, ka es vairs neveikšu šādu darbību.
But if it's something that you're going to do again, then there's no point in saying, I'll never do this again.
Un ja tas ir kaut kas tāds, ko jūs tomēr domājat darīt atkal, tad nav nekāda jēga teikt, ka es vairs to nedarīšu.
Because instead of reducing your negativities, you're now adding lies to them.
Un tā vietā, lai samazinātu savas negatīvās īpašības, jūs tikai tām pievienojat vēl arī melošanu.
So, Buddha knew the nature of sentient beings.
Un Buddha zināja būtņu tā kā dabu.
So he said, if you can't give it up completely,
un viņš teica, jūs nevarat pilnībā to atmest,
say, I won't do it for a week.
Sakiet, kad es to nedarīšu nedēļu.
Or a day.
Vai dienu.
Or an hour.
Vai stundu.
Or 5 minutes.
Vai 5 minūtes.
So if you know, for instance, if you're trying to give up smoking.
Piemēram, ja jūs cenšaties atmest smēķēšanu.
And you say, right, from now on, I'm never going to smoke ever again.
Un jūs sakat, tā, tagad no šīs minūtes es vairs nekad nesmēķēšu.
Because of the stress, you smoke more.
No stresa jūs sākat smēķēt tikai vairāk.
So then you've broken your promise.
Un tad jūs esat lauzuši savu solījumu.
But if you say, I promise not to smoke for the next 20 minutes.
Un savukārt, ja jūs sakat, es apsolos nesmēķēt turpmākās 20 minūtes.
You don't smoke for 20 minutes.
Jūs nesmēķējat 20 minutes.
You say, wow. Incredible. I did really well.
Es tiešām to paveicu.
Right? Then you can rejoice.
Un tad jūs varat priecāties.
It's something that's worth rejoicing over.
Un tas ir kaut kas, par ko ir vērts priecāties.
Because you made a promise and you kept it.
Jo jūs devāt solījumu un jūs to turējāt.
So now, we sort of laugh at thinking, oh, we only keep it for 20 minutes.
Un varbūt mēs varētu to pasmieties par to, ka mēs to turam tikai 20 minūtes.
But it's better than making promises and breaking them.
Bet tas ir labāk nekā veikt solījumus un pēc tam tos lauzt.
So in Latvia, do you have this ceremony on the 31st of December where you make a list of things that you're going to change or give up?
Mums Latvijā ir tāds paradums, 31. Decembrī uztaisīt sarakstu ar lietām, no kuras, no kurām mēs atsakāmies.
No. You don't do this?
No.
Oh. Huh?
You're
doing it
on
the 1st of January.
Oh, the 1st of January. Tricky people. Okay, so on the 1st of January, you make your list. I'm going to lose 10 kilos. I'll go to the gym every day. I'm giving up smoking. I'll never drink ever again. I'll keep the house clean. After 3 or 4 days, you've broken all of them. And you think, oh, I'm useless. You eat more cakes. You smoke more because of the stress of these promises.
No tā stresa, ko ir radījuši šie solījumi.
And you put on another 5 kilos.
Un jums pienāk klāt vēl 5 kilogramu svaru.
So that's not a sensible way of doing it.
Tā kā tas nav prātīgs veids, kā to darīt.
We have to find something that we can do.
Mums ir jāatrod kaut kas, ko mēs varam izdarīt.
Because then this encourages us to do more.
Jo tad tas iedrošina mūs pabeigt vēl vairāk.
And as we do more, then we want to do more.
Un tad, kad mēs paveicam vairāk, mēs vēlamies izdarīt vēl.
So then we're heading in a positive direction.
Un tad mēs virzamies pozitīvā virzienā.
So I think, take very seriously this idea of if you can't give something up, promise for a period of time that you won't do it.
Un tāpēc es iesaku šo ideju ņemt ļoti nopietni, kad, ja jūs vēlaties no kaut kā atteikties, dariet to sākumā uz kaut kādu laika periodu.
So, you know, I already told you, 1 minute is nearly 4,000 seeds.
Un es jau jums teicu, ka minūte nozīmē apmēram 4000 sēklu.
So, 20 minutes?
20 minūtes.
80,000.
80,000.
You laugh?
Jūs smēties.
80,000. It's not bad.
Nav slikti.
Yeah. It's worth doing.
Tā kā tas ir vērts to darīt.
So if you rejoiced and thought 80,000 positive seeds.
Tā kā ja jūs priecātos un domāt 80,000 labu sēklu.
That's incredible.
Tas ir neticami.
Or you think only 20 minutes.
Vai arī jūs domāt, tikai 20 minūtes.
Right? It's just a different way of viewing the action.
Tā kā tas ir vienkārši ir atšķirīgs veids, kā paraudzīties uz lietām.
So until now, then maybe we've done weak positive actions.
Un tad varbūt līdz šim brīdim mēs esam veikuši vājas pozitīvas darbības.
So try and encourage yourself to do more positive actions.
Tā kā cenšaties sevi iedrošināt veikt vairāk pozitīvas darbības.
And when you do them in a very aware way.
Un kad jūs tās darat, darat tās diezgan apzināti.
And try to do them on a regular basis.
Un cenšaties tās darīt vairāk vai mazāk regulāri.
So it's more powerful to give a small amount of money every day.
Un tas ir spēcīgāk, ja jūs dodat mazāku naudas daudzumu, bet katru dienu.
To, you know, save the children or one of these charities.
Piemēram, bērnu glābšanai vai kādam citam no šīm labdarības organizācijām.
You can give a small coin.
Jūs varat dot mazu monētu,
but you give every day.
Bet jūs dodat katru dienu.
That's more powerful than you don't give for a long time and suddenly you feel guilty and then you give 10 lats.
Tas ir nozīmīgāk nekā, ja jūs ilgāku laiku periodu nedodat neko, un tad jūs sajūtaties vainīgi un iemetat 10 lats.
And then you think, well, maybe I gave too much.
Un tad jūs domājat, varbūt es tomēr imet par daudz.
Maybe I should try and get 5 back.
Varbūt man vajadzētu mēģināt dabūt 5 atpakaļ.
Then the police catch you. Your fingers trying to take the note out.
Un tad policija jūs pieķer, kad jūs centāties izvilkt to naudas zīmēru.
I'm joking. But, you know, we can have this mind that says, oh, okay, I'll give.
Mums var būt šāda veida prāts. Domā, nu, labi, es dodu.
But the right motivation is not there.
bet īstās motivācijas tur tomēr nav.
And then immediately afterwards you feel I shouldn't have done it.
Un tad uzreiz pēc paveiktā jūs domājat, ka man to nevajadzēja darīt.
Or what I did was too generous.
Vai tas, ko es nedarīju, bija pārāk dāsni.
So then you've done a really good positive action.
Un tad jūs esat izdarījuši patiesībā labu darbu.
But it's like you're snatching away all the positivity.
Bet kā jūs uzreiz paņemat prom visu labo no tā.
So this is why we can experience so many sufferings as we get older.
Un tāpēc mēs piedzīvojam tik daudz ciešanu kļūstot vecākiem.
Because the negative actions we can do very mindfully.
Jo tās negatīvās darbības, ko mēs varam darīt apzināti.
Especially when we're angry with somebody.
Jo sevišķi, kad mēs esam dusmīgi uz kādu.
And the positive actions.
Un savukārt pozitīvās darbības.
It's like we don't think about them very much at all.
Mēs šķiet par tām gandrīz nemaz nedomājam.
So just switch it over.
Tā kā vienkārši apmainiet to ar vietā.
If you do negative actions, do them with less intensity.
Ja jūs darat negatīvās darbības, tad dariet tās ar mazāku intensitāti.
When you do positive actions, do them with more intensity.
Un kad jūs darat pozitīvās darbības, dariet tās intensīvāk.
And keep rejoicing.
Un priecājieties par tām.
So when you leave here today,
un tad, kad jūs dosieties prom no šejienes,
you should rejoice that you used your time.
Jums vajadzētu priecāties, ka jūs izmantojāt savu laiku.
To do something that was good for your mind.
Lai paveikt kaut ko, kas ir vērtīgs jūsu prātam.
Rejoice in all the people who came here.
Priecājieties par visiem cilvēkiem, kuri ieradās šodien.
And that increases the power of the karma.
Un tas palielina karmas spēku.
So then you could have done many things.
Tā kā jūs varējāt izdarīt daudzas lietas.
But you chose to come here.
Bet jūs izvēlējāties atnākt šeit.
So this is as a result of your past positive karma.
Un tas ir jūsu pozitīvās karmas rezultāts.
But by experiencing this,
bet šo piedzīvojot,
and rejoicing,
un priecājoties par to,
it makes the future possible.
Tas padara nākotni iespējamu.
And also it means that when you're rejoicing, that there's a possibility you will use something that you've learned in order to benefit others.
Un tāpat, ja jūs arī priecājaties par izdarīto, tas nozīmē, ka kaut ko no tā, ko jūs dzirdējuši, visdrīzāk jūs arī izmantosiet.
So now, I guess, there must be a question from somewhere.
Un tagad es domāju, noteikti ir kāds jautājums no kāda.
No? Okay, good night.
So that happens if I hang out with the criminals.
Yeah.
And they're the bad guys.
Yeah.
I'm just doing good for them.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah. As long as your mind's not affected. If you're a Mike Teresa instead of a Mother Teresa, if you're a Mother Teresa, that sort of person wants to be with suffering people because they can help suffering people.
Jautājums bija...
He forgets that he has to translate.
Jautājums bija par to, ka ja es, teiksim, izklādējos ar kriminālu aprīņu cilvēkiem, bet, nu, ar pabišu labu nodomu, vai tas nozīmē, ka es daru labu? Atbildi bija, jā. Restīvi, ja tu esi līdzīgi kā māte Tereza ar labiem nodomiem, tad... patiesībā, tu vēlies vienkārši palīdzēt visiem cilvēkiem, kur piedzīvo ciešanas. Tā kā visur, kur piedzīvo cilvēku ciešanas, un tu vēlies un var palīdzēt, tas ir pozitīvi.
So, if you're a bodhisattva, you should be in a situation where you can benefit people who are worse off than you.
Un, ja tu esi, piemēram, bodhisattva, tad ir automātiski šāda vēlēšanās palīdzēt cilvēkiem, kur atrodas grūtākā situācijā nekā tu pats.
So whether we're talking about criminals or alcoholics or, you know, whatever the suffering is, they're worse off.
Un tas attiecās uz jebko, vai nu par, teiksim, krimināliem cilvēkiem vai alkoholiķiem, tādām lietām.
Because you have wisdom and they don't.
Jo tev ir gudrība, savukārt viņiem nav.
But if your wisdom is not very strong,
savukārt, ja tava gudrība nav pārāk liela,
and you're mixing with alcoholics all the time.
Un tu visu laiku izklādējies kopā ar alkoholiķiem.
And they say, have a drink. Un viņi saka,
lūdzu, tie ir.
It's been a stressful day.
Tie ir padzert, var padzerties.
And you end up alcoholic.
Stresājuma diena, un tu gal galā kļūst par alkoholiķi.
So then there's no benefit.
Tad no tā nav nekāda labuma.
So this is the difficulty, is working with people who have negative behavior and then not performing that same negative behavior.
Tā kā šeit ir tās potenciālās grūtības strādājot ar tādu veidu cilvēkiem, es tevi viņiem palīdzot tomēr nekļūt sliktam arī pašam.
So do you think you can be with people like that and not be like them? That's what you have to really think about, you know. I think not in an intellectual way, but in a meditation way, that you go into it and you meditate on yourself being in the situation, being with people like that. And, you know, I mean, I've lived in India where there's a lot of people using drugs. And for me, being in an area like that reinforced that I would never want to use drugs. But for some people, they actually go into using drugs because of it being so available. So I think this is what you have to look at, is what does it do to you? Does it reinforce you or does it weaken you? And then what you need is a reinforcing situation. When you're trying to be a better person, in the beginning we need support and we need help. Then once you've got that strength of character, you know what you want to do and you know how to do it, you won't change your mind. But if you're wavering, you can change your mind. Because this is past karma. So you've got to remove past karma and you've got to increase positive karma. When you don't have that past negative karma, you cannot do anything wrong. You cannot use drugs. You can't rob banks. You know, you just can't do it because the negative karma isn't there. But if the negative karma is there, given the conditions, you could do it. So that's what you have to check.
Un tad tulkojums tam visam būtu, un te ir jāpārbaut pašam savus prāts, vai tu esi to spējīgs darīt. Un piemērs no manu pašu dzīves, kad es dzīvoju Indijā, Amgabalā, kurā ir visnotaļ daudz narkomānu. Un tad man pašam tas tikai deva lielāku pārliecību un drošību, ka es tā kā nelietošu pats šīs narkotikas. Savukārt citiem cilvēkiem var rasties vēlme atrodoties šādā vidē pamēģināt pašiem. Un tā rezultātā viņi var sākt lietot narkotikas un tur, ka rezultātā samaitāties. Un tas ir atkarīgs no tās iepriekšējās kārmas. Ja iepriekš nav radīta kārma piedzīvot šādu veidu negatīvas sekas, tad neatkarīgi no tā, kur tu nokļūsti, ar tevi arī nekas slikts nenotiks. Savukārt, ja tu esi radījis negatīvu kārmu un tu nokļūsti piemērotā vidē, kur tā var briest, tad rezultāts var būt pietiekoši nepatīkams. Tā kā te ir vispirms jāizpēt pašiem savus prāts un labākais veids, kā pats var palīdzēt šādā situācijā.
I think I speak a little and he speaks a lot. I mean, what is going on here?
He's giving an alternative.
I think he is. I think he's giving his own advice. What I think is stay with the robbers. Don't listen to that.
Question is, I'm thinking all the time that it's a little bit, it sounds selfish that you're doing everything so that you have the benefit on the future lives. So, and, well, the thing is that when you do something good to others, you think that, oh, that will help me in the future life or in the other lives. So I'm all the time, like, thinking about that when I'm doing this kind of lecture.
As well as the report, I'm quite on this.
Okay.
you translate yourself.
But they are really thinking, no, mēs kaut kā palīdzam citiem, tad sajūta ir, ka tas tā kā nedaudz...
Egoistiski.
So
anyway, this non problema така полиценсите, ми бисмо така полите пашен на афмеатиле. Така работе тук афмеатиле.
So if you can be completely altruistic, you will do positive actions, not thinking of any positive result coming back to you.
Respektive, ja to var būt pilnībā altruistisks, tad tu nedomāsi par tiem iespējamiem augumiem, ko tu iegūsi darot labus darbus.
So you would know there's an inevitability about the positive benefit coming back.
Tu vienkārši zinās, ka ir tāda nenovēršamība par to pozitīvo, kas tādā veidā nāks atpakaļ.
But the value of doing the positive actions is because they help others.
Bet tā galvenā lieta, kas tu darīsi, ir tas, ka tas palīdz citiem.
You get positive karma from that.
Un tu iegūsi pozitīvo karmu no tā.
Then you dedicate that positive karma to others.
Un tu pēc tam velti to pozitīvo karmu citiem.
So, you know, all of your thinking is to give.
Viss, ko tu domā, ir kā dot.
But at our level,
bet mūsu līmenī,
all of our thinking is to take.
Mēs domājam tikai kā saņemt.
So, we're selfish.
Tā kā mēs esam savtīgi.
So, we start off with selfish minds.
Tā kā mēs sākam ar savtīgajiem prātiem.
That think, I want happiness now.
Domājot, es vēlos laimi tagad.
And I want happiness in the future.
Un es vēlos laimi nākotnē.
So I'll do this positive action,
un tāpēc es darīšu šo pozitīvo darbību,
which, because of this karma business,
kas šīs karmas padarīšanas dēļ,
I've got it all worked out,
es to visu tagad esmu izkalkulējis,
and then you calculate,
nu jā, tad to visu
so many minutes,
tik daudz
so many seeds,
tik daudz sēklu,
yeah. And then this ball coming back, like a bank account,
bankas konts,
yeah. So you can think of it that way, so in quite a selfish way.
Tā kā par to var domāt arī tādā savtīgā veidā.
But as Holiness says, if you're wisely selfish,
bet viņa svētība saka, ja jūs esat savtīgi mudri,
you do positive actions.
Jūs darat pozitīvas darbības.
Because you know that something positive is coming back.
Zinot, ka kaut kas pozitīvs nāks atpakaļ.
But still it's being a benefit to others.
Bet tik un tā tas palīdz citiem.
So it's not the highest motivation.
Tā kā tā nav pati augstākā motivācija.
But it's still a good motivation.
Bet tā joprojām ir laba motivācija.
Because you're still benefiting others.
Jo jūs vienalga palīdzat citiem.
And by benefiting others, automatically you're helping yourself.
Un palīdzot citiem automātiski jūs darat labu sev.
So I think in your question is maybe it's more to do with the self.
Un es domāju, ka tajā jautājumā vairāk bija jautājums par sevi.
I think it's leave the actions alone. You're doing good actions.
Un atstāj sevi malā, tu dari lietas.
But remove the self.
Bet noņem sevi nost.
So this is the most difficult job I'm giving you.
Tas ir pats grūtākais uzdevums, ko es atdodu.
So whenever you do a very positive action,
tātad katru reizi, kad tu dari pozitīvu darbību,
then you need to think there's no self.
Tad tev ir jādomā, ka nav tāda es
doing that action.
Kas dara šo darbību.
There's no essence to the action.
Šai darbībai nav būtības.
It's empty of inherent existence.
Tā ir tukša no pastāvīgas eksistences.
And the person or people I did it towards,
un cilvēki, kuriem es to darīju,
are also empty of inherent existence.
Arī ir tukši no pasaulīgas eksistences.
So empty.
Tātad tukši.
Empty.
Tukši.
And action empty.
Un darbība tukša.
Then this is a perfect action.
Un tad tā ir perfekta darbība.
So then this removes the ego from the action.
Un tas noņem šo ego no šīs darbības.
So that sort of sounds easy, you know, all you have to do is take the ego out.
Un tas ir kā izklausās vienkārši, viss, kas ir jāsdara, jāmaņem ego no šī.
But there's always that little voice inside.
Bet vienmēr ir šī smalkā balstiņa iekšā.
It says, but what am I getting?
Kas, kuras saka, bet ko tad es no tā iegūšu?
Right? So that's the self-cherishing mind.
Tā kā tas ir tas prāts, kurš rūpējās par sevi.
The self-cherishing concern.
Rūpes par sevi.
So that's the mind we've been following from beginningless time.
Un šim prāta veidam mēs sakojam kopš laika bez sākuma.
And it's that mind that harms us.
Un tas ir tas prāts, kas mums dar sliktu.
So in order to counteract that mind, we need to do the opposite.
Un tāpēc, lai pretotos šādu veidu prātam, mums ir jādara pretējais.
So we exchange cherishing ourselves.
Tāpēc mēs mainam rūpes par sevi.
For cherishing others.
Pret rūpēm, pret citiem.
And when you start to cherish others,
un tad, kad jūs tu sāc rūpēties par citiem,
there'll be a reaction within yourself.
Radīsies reakcija pašā sebī.
Because there might be a feeling of discomfort.
Jo droši vien radīsies kaut kāda diskomforta sajūta.
Because we're going against the habit that we've got from beginningless time.
Jo mēs darbosimies pretēji tam ieradumam, kurš mums ir kopš bezgalīga laika.
And so it feels unnatural or uncomfortable.
Un tāpēc tas rada neērtības sajūtu.
And I think that's what you're experiencing.
Man šķiet, tas ir tas, ko tu piedzīvo.
Is that sense of discomfort that it's not being done in quite the right way.
Šī neērtības sajūta, ka kaut kas netiek darīts īsti pareizajā veidā.
But I think, look at your motivation.
Bet es domāju, kad vienkārši vien pastīties uz savu motivāciju.
And try and have a motivation of compassion.
Un mēģināt izveidot līdzjūtības motivāciju.
At the end of the action, then you've got some positive karma.
Un tad darbības beigās ir kaut kāda pozitīva karma.
Then you immediately dedicate it for sentient beings.
Un tad tu automātiski pēc tam to velti citām būtnēm.
To remove their suffering.
Lai atbrīvotu viņus no ciešanām.
And for their enlightenment.
Un viņu laimē, viņu apgaismībā.
Then there's nothing to grasp onto.
Un tad nav nekam, nav pie kā pieķerties.
Then that also helps to reduce the ego.
Tad tas arī palīdz samazināt ego.
Okay. Think about it.
There are more and more people being bored on this earth. Does that mean we're failing?
Means we're having a lot of sex, I think.
Is that bored?
Sex?
No, I'm just wondering. Oh, sorry.
Part A and part B.
Good or bad? You know, what is good and what is bad?
Oh, no use asking me. I'm Buddhist. So now you're looking at because there's an increasing number of human births.
Do we fail?
Do we fail in which way?
Previously. If it's more and more people being born on
this
planet, does that mean that, I mean, is it like a good way of coming back, a bad way? Have we failed? Are we better?
Oh.
Vai tas ir vairāk piedzīvis cilvēki, vai tas ir labi vai slikti, vai tas nozīmē, ka viņiem visiem ir labi kādi, nu es tās
esmu. So, people ask His Holiness, do you think there should be birth control?
Un tad cilvēki jautā viņa svētībai, viņš domā, ka vajadzētu būt dzimstības kontrolēšanai.
And he says, well, if there's precious human rebirth,
viņš saka, ja reiz ir vērtīgā cilvēciskā atdzimšana,
so there's many qualities to that rebirth.
Un šai atdzimšanai ir vairākas īpašības.
Then that rebirth is valuable.
Tad šī atdzimšana ir vērtīga.
But if we look at our situation in the world now,
bet ja mēs skatāmies uz mūsu situāciju pasaulē šobrīd,
I think over 6 billion people.
Vairāk nekā 6 miljardu cilvēku.
Heading towards 9 billion.
Un virzamies uz 9 miljardiem.
I think by the year, not far, 2020 or 2015, something like this.
Kaut kad nepārāk tālā nākotnē, 2020.
And they say that the world's resources cannot support that number of people.
Un daži saka, ka pasaules resursi nevar izturēt tik daudz cilvēku.
Then we will end up with wars over water.
Tad mēs nonāksim pie kariem par ūdeni.
So then you would say that those rebirths under those situations would not be perfect or precious human rebirths.
Un tad tādos apstākļos varētu teikt, ka tādas atdzimšanas nav pilnībā vērtīgas vai izcils.
So it could be that having a human rebirth could be similar to an animal rebirth.
Un varētu nonākt pie tā, ka cilvēka, piedzimšana cilvēka veidolā ir līdzīga tam pašam, kā piedzima dzīvnieka.
Where people are living at the survival level.
Kur cilvēki dzīvo vienkārši izdzīvošanas līmenī.
So, if you're thinking just to have more human rebirths,
un attiecīgi, ja mēs domājam, ka būtu labi, ja būtu vienkārši vairāk cilvēku atzimšana,
it's only one component of the situation.
Tas ir tikai, tā ir tikai viena šīs situācijas sastāvdien.
From a Buddhist point of view, we want to have many advantages.
No buddhisma skatu punkta, mēs vēlamies, lai ir vairākas priekšrocības.
So that we have the opportunity and the leisure to be able to study these type of subjects.
Lai mums būtu iespējas un brīvības, lai mēs varētu mācīties šādu veidu tēmas.
So that we can improve our minds.
Un tāpēc, lai mēs varētu uzlabot savus prātus.
And want to be a benefit to others.
Un varētu palīdzēt citiem.
So I think when we look at the world now, maybe I don't know what proportion, but maybe the major proportion of the world could be in a difficult situation.
Un tad, ja mēs skatāmies uz pasauli tagad, es nezinu, cik konkrēti daudz, bet visnotaļ liela proporcija varētu atrasties ļoti lielā ciešana un problēma stāvoklī.
Because we're talking about India and China.
Jo mēs te runājam par Indiju un Ķīnu.
You've got nearly 3 billion people in those two countries.
Un šajās divās valstīs ir apmēram 3 miljoni cilvēku.
And I've lived in India 22 years.
Un es esmu dzīvojis Indijā 22 gadus.
And I can tell you that the poor are getting poorer.
Un es varu teikt, kad nabagie kļūst vēl nabagāki.
And the rich are getting richer.
Un bagātie kļūst vēl bagātāki.
And so they're trying to develop a middle class.
Un viņi cenšas izveidot vidusšķiru.
But the wealth is not going to the poor people.
Bet tā bagātība nedodas nabaga virzienā.
And I think the same with China.
Un es domāju, tāpat ir arī ar Ķīnu.
So they're trying their best to get the wealth to go out.
Un es domāju, ka viņi cenšas vislabākajā veidā, lai šī atklāja izplatītos.
But because of the greed of a few people.
Bet es droši vien pāris cilvēku alkatības dēļ.
It stops the wealth from going to many people.
Tas aptur labklājību no izplatīšanās un došanās pie vairākiem cilvēkiem.
And it's no use talking to somebody who's starving about meditation.
Un nav nekādas jūs jēgas runāt ar kādu, kurš ir cieši badu, runāt par meditāciju.
All they're thinking about is food.
Jo viss, par ko viņi domā, ir pārtika.
So Buddha said, you actually have to be in a comfortable situation in order to start thinking about your mind.
Un Buddha teica, ka patiesībā ir jābūt tādā visnotaļ ērtā situācijā, lai varētu sākt domāt par prātu.
So I think, in one sense, we're successful.
Tā kā es domāju, vienā ziņā mēs esam laimīgi.
And in another way, that we're very unsuccessful.
Un citā ziņā mēs neesam tik veiksmīgi.
The success tends to be in the northern countries.
Veiksmīgā labā daļa šķiet ir ziemeļvalstīs.
So if you look at Europe, America,
Eiropa vai Amerika.
Even Russia now it's becoming so rich.
Arī Krievija tagad kļūst bagātāka.
But India and China still experiencing incredible suffering.
Bet Indija un Ķīna joprojām piedzīvo neticamas ciešanas.
So for each one of us we need to have a clear idea if we're going to be reborn, what sort of rebirth do we want to have?
Un es domāju, ka ja mēs domājam par paudzimšanu, tad mums ir jābūt skaidram, kādu tieši atzimšanas veidu mēs vēlamies sev iegūt.
Not to take this present rebirth for granted.
Un neuzskatīt šo paudzimšanas veidu par kaut kādu pašsaprotamu.
And by not taking it for granted, you'll try to use whatever resources you've got to benefit others.
Un neuzskatot to par pašsaprotamu, mēģināt izmantot jebkādu veidu resursu un iespējas, kādas mums ir, izmantot tās citu labā.
and then with minds like yours who are asking these sort of questions, I think there's a possibility of others who are experiencing great suffering.
Es domāju, kad ir tāda iespēja, ka tie, kur piedzīvo lielas ciešanas,
to have help to change their situation.
Varēs saņemt palīdzību, lai mainītu savu situāciju.
Yeah,
and
that leads me to another question. If there is a collective karma.
Yeah.
Tas nav tikai nākošajā jautājumā,
vai ir kolektīvā karma. So there's individual karma and collective karma.
Un vēl ir jā, ir individuālā un kolektīvā karma.
Whenever I get on a plane,
un katru reizi, kad es nokļūstu lidmašīnā,
I always look around.
Es vienmēr paskatos apkārt.
And think, well, I hope I don't have collective karma with these people to die.
Un es domāju, es ceru, ka man nav kolektīvā karma kopīgi ar šiem cilvēkiem nomirt.
But of course you don't know.
Bet, protams, to nevar zināt.
But yeah, this is collective karma.
Piemēram, šī ir kolektīvā karma.
Each country has a collective karma. The earth has a collective karma.
Katrai valstī ir kolektīvā karma, visa zemeslodē ir kolektīvā karma.
Your family has a collective karma.
Ģimene ir kolektīvā karma.
So we make many collective karmas and many individual karmas.
Tā kā var atrast daudz individuālās un kolektīvās karmas.
Collective karmas are more powerful than individual.
Kolektīvās karmas ir spēcīgākas nekā individuālās.
So if each one of us here did 108 mantra.
Un piemēram, ja katrs no mums šeit veiktu 108 mantras skaitījumus.
Say there's 30 people here.
Teiksim, pieņemsim, ka te būtu 30 cilvēki.
The merit that we would receive would be the same as doing so 30 multiplied by 108.
Tas labums, ko mēs katrs iegūtu, būtu 108 reiz 30.
So this is the power of collective karma.
Tas ir kolektīvās karmas spēks.
So in this situation we're creating a very powerful karma.
Un šajā situācijā mēs redzam ļoti spēcīgu karmu.
Because it's a shared energy.
Jo tā ir tā kā dalīta enerģija.
So in the same way, if it's a very negative energy, it would also make a very powerful negative karma.
Un tāpat, ja tā būtu negatīva darbība, tā tas arī radīja spēcīgu karmu.
This is interesting to think about.
Tā kā tas ir interesants temats, par ko padomāt.
Anything else?
Vēl kaut kas.
Ja piedzimts cilvēks, kurš nav pārdzimts, viņa karma veidojas arī no ģimenes karmas, ja viņam tāda nav iepriekš bijusi.
Un kā tu tā domā?
Nu, viņš nav pārdzimts, viņš ir jālās.
No. I don't even get a chance.
He solved it.
Next question. Whatever the last one was.
Okay, so the question is, if a person is not reborn, he's born only this time, so where does he get his karma? Does he get his karma from his family?
I don't know how you answer that question. If you're not reborn.
Yes.
If it's your first time. The question was this is when you come.
Oh, we don't have a first time.
Yes, no,
is that the answer you gave? Mm-hmm. We don't have a first time.
It's not been my phrase.
So we say that mind is beginningless.
Mēs sakam, ka prātam nav sākuma.
A mind is endless.
Prātam nav beigu.
So then, if you posit a beginning,
tad, ja mēs pieņemam, ka ir bijis sākums,
who created the beginning?
Kas radīja sākumu?
And if you have a beginning, you must have an end.
Un, ja ir bijis sākums, ir jābūt arī beigām.
So then, who's going to finish it?
Tad, attiecīgi, kas to pabeigs?
So then you go to a creator.
Un tad jūs nonāk pie radītājiem.
And a destroyer.
Un pie iznīcinātājiem.
So in Hinduism you have a creator and a destroyer.
Un hinduismā ir radītājs un iznīcinātājs.
In Christianity you have God and the devil.
Kristietībā ir Dievs un vēls.
And in Buddhism we have karma.
Un budismā mums ir karma.
So we have karma and mind.
Mums ir karma un prāts.
and there is no beginning to mind.
Un prāta nav sākuma.
So countless actions.
Tātad neskaitām daudz darbību.
Countless lifetimes.
Neskaitām daudz dzīvi.
So anything's possible.
Tā kā viss ir iespējams.
So it's a bit funny because if you keep thinking, well, when was the beginning?
Un tas ir nedaudz jocīgi, jo ja jūs domājat, kad bija sākums?
It's the chicken and the egg.
Mēs nonākam pie jautājums par vistu un olu.
You can go crazy with that one. So you think, oh, there must have been an egg to have a chicken. But then who laid the egg? So this is why it's said with mind. This moment leads to the next moment, leads to the next moment. That's the future. And then going backwards, this moment must have arisen because of the last moment. And that must have had a preceding moment. So in your meditation, you keep going back, preceding moments. So you can't find a first moment. So, no answer.
So if karma sounds like law, then there was nobody who created, like nothing has created that law.
It's just natural. It just works.
Tad jautājums bija, ja karma skan kā likums, tad šo likumu neviens nav radījis, nav bildēt. Jā, tas vienkārši ir tāds pats likums, kā jebkurš dabas likums, tas vienkārši strādā.
So Buddha said, you know, I didn't make up karma.
Un Buddha teica, es neizmidroju karmu.
Karma was his observation on how things worked.
Karma bija viņa novērojums par to, kā lietas darbojas.
So he said, this is just natural.
Tā kā viņš teica, ka tas ir vienkārši dabiski.
And it's not that Buddhists experience it, nobody else does.
Un tas nenozīmē, ka Buddha to piedzīvoja, neviens cits to nepiedzīvoja.
Or if you don't believe in it, it doesn't work.
Vai, kad jūs tajā tam neticat, un ka tas tāds nestrādā.
It just naturally works.
Tas vienkārši dabiski strādā.
I mean, you know, if you steal and you lie.
Un es par to domāju, ka ja jūs zogat un melojat.
It harms others.
Tas dar pār citiem.
And sooner or later you get harmed.
Un agrāk vai vēlāk arī jūs paši piedzīvojat nepatikšanas.
Anyway, do you like people stealing your possessions?
Jebkurā gadījumā, vai jums patīk, kad citi nozog kaut ko no jūsu īpašumiem?
Do you like people lying to you?
Vai jums patīk, kad citi cilvēki jums melo?
So immediately we feel we don't like it.
Un tad automātiski uzreiz mēs jūtam, kad tas mums nepatīk.
So this is natural.
Tā kā tas ir dabīgi.
So in the same way, we don't want to do it.
Un arī tādā pašā veidā mēs to nevēlamies darīt.
Because naturally we would make others feel bad.
Jo nabiski, ka tādā veidā mēs likt justies citiem nepatīkam.
Anything else?
Vēl kaut kas?
Sex.
No.
You're determined to ask this sex question, aren't you?
Well, I'm going to discuss this, okay, about the good and bad, because you are talking about good deeds and bad deeds, and good deeds countering bad deeds, but okay, it was killing and stealing, it's easy to say, okay, this is bad, this is bad in all religions and normally all cultures, but how, you know, there must be a lot of gray areas, so is it, do you know, this don't do upon others what you don't want to be
done to yourself.
Upon you?
Yes.
What is it that determines, because you were talking about the ice cream as, you know, the major bad deed, so I'm just, you know.
No. No. That was the translator. That was not me. It's because he hates ice cream that he was putting it forward as something really bad. I was using it as an example of indulgence.
So
when you eat the three ice creams.
So one is okay.
One's okay, but and even two can be okay. But you know, when you're feeling sick, this is the difference. You're feeling sick, but you think, oh, I'll go for the third. you know, and then you really feel sick. That's indulgence, you know. So it's that
so
sense.
Moderation is.
Yeah, so like moderation, but I was talking about it in the way of we indulge in anger, we indulge in jealousy, because we think it's doing something good for us. When we're angry, we feel powerful. You know, many people feel really big and powerful when they're angry. And then afterwards, they feel very weak and powerless because then they realize they said so many stupid things. You know, we can impute so much onto others when we're angry. And then afterwards, we realize it was all imputed. It was all coming from me. And now we feel ashamed because we said all these silly things. Yeah. So in that way, I think I'm talking about indulgence in the way of trying to persuade yourself to give up these negative actions. But the main thing is motivation. From a Buddhist perspective, the main thing is motivation. Like I said, in the Bodhisattva vows, if you have a good motivation, you could do a seemingly negative action which will result in more positive karma for you. But you have to have a very positive motivation. So this is hard to know unless you're a Bodhisattva. Unless you have great compassion, then don't do it. You know, it's better to have this sort of framework of rules to work by, rather than thinking, well, I'm a Bodhisattva, I'm obviously beyond all of that, and then you get yourself into trouble because of your ego. So I think this is a hard one. Ego is a hard one. We often think that we're bigger and better. So better to be more humble and be a bit smaller, and try and restrict the amount of trouble that you create. And then you are happier, others are happier, and then your life is going in a more positive direction, I think, isn't it? When we're sort of full of ego, that's dangerous. And I always say, ego is like somebody attaching a bicycle pump. You know, bicycle pump? They attach the bicycle pump to your ego, and they pump you up. And usually when they're trying to get you to do some sort of really shitty job, you know, you're so incredible, you're so wonderful, but, and you're going, would you take the garbage out? Yeah. Well, of course I will. You know, I'm so incredible. But then somebody else can come along with a pin and stick the pin in that ego. So often when there's a very big ego, and then suddenly it can become very small. And there's a pain and suffering that comes with this big ego, and then this deflation of ego, and this going up and down, up and down. You know? So I think also look at that. How much is our ego involved in our actions, and trying to remove the ego from the actions? So is there anybody who did not understand that? Thank you. No need to translate. Okay. Anything else?
Yes. There is a question. What is if the actions you are doing is the bad and good in the same time? For example, if some girl in the school asks me to help her win exam, while the teacher says don't do that, and then I'm helping her because I like that girl.
Hello, my dear. How are you?
but I like the teacher too.
I think that was more information than we needed.
So, what should I do in that kind of situation?
Gosh. So you're sitting there with the teacher on one side and the girl on the other, and you don't know which arm to put where. Yeah? There's a lot of desire and attachment going on there, isn't there?
Yeah. No, but the thing is about the...
You're being told by the teacher not to do something.
Yeah, but I'm helping I'm helping her so that she could manage to pass the exam.
Well, I guess there's attachment, desire and attachment from your own side. If you like the girl... And you want more than just to help.
No.
Then I thought when you said I like the girl, there was more meaning in the word like.
No, just like.
Oh, so it's just I like.
Okay. I like.
Okay. So, yeah, I think then we do get into these difficult situations, and you have to step back and say, well, why would the teacher be saying that? You know, what's the reason behind it? And maybe you have to go to the teacher and say, why are you telling me not to help this girl? Because I think it's valuable for me to help her. I think I can help her to be a better student. Why would you be telling me not to help her? And maybe the teacher knows more than you do. You know, maybe the teacher knows that it's better for this person not to be helped because they always become dependent on help. So sometimes there's complicated situations. So I think you try to resolve the situation by using wisdom. And if you can talk to each party, this is the way to find wisdom in the situation. But if the teacher says, you must not help that girl, but your wisdom and your compassion says help, I think then you have to help. But you're going against the teacher, right? But you, because you have compassion, are willing to take on the negativity of the situation in order to help somebody. You're willing to take on any consequences, right? Because if the teacher finds out, there's a consequence.
So I'm guilty.
You're out. And then the girl's number one.
Well, then that's a good thing.
Then it's a good thing. Yeah. But these are the things that you need to think through. When you're on the Bodhisattva path, you need to think through consequences. You know? What's more important? And then if that girl's success is more important to you than yourself, then you put her in front of you. Right? And then it's a very good action. But if you're thinking about only yourself, then you think, oh, then I'm not going to help her. Because maybe I'm going to suffer. And this is what I'm talking about. The self-cherishing mind thinks, I need to protect myself, I need to care for myself, I need to be good to me. Stepping out and helping others causes some difficulties. Because these days life is very complicated and confusing, right? So it's never black and white. It's always go back to your wisdom, go back to your compassion, and work out what's the wisest, most compassionate action. And it's never black or white, it's always grey. Somewhere in between, you know? And so then, the best action you can do in the situation. Okay?
So the most important thing, I suppose, is the intention.
Yeah. Just to go to the intention. If you're wanting to help the girl to get your arm around her, don't do it. Right?
Yeah.
Because then immediately you can see it's not for help, it's attachment. And by sitting next to her, you're going to increase the attachment. So more suffering for you, more suffering for her. Right? So then in that situation, it would be better not to do it. But if it's definitely altruistic, you need to look then at why would the teacher be saying this? It's a very strange thing for a teacher to say, isn't it? Don't help somebody. So why? And I would go to the teacher and say, why are you saying this? Right? You're not 5 years of age. You know, you're of an age when you could go to the teacher and, in a respectful way and say, I'm puzzled. I don't understand it. Why would you say this? So I think then it might help to resolve the situation.
Okay.
It might be his wife. But you know, It's never easy to work out these things, never. Because we really live in a very complicated society. Well, from listening to people and their problems are now very complicated. And there's never always just this answer. It's that you've got to work it out in some way that you do the least harm, the most benefit. That's the bottom line. Least harm, most benefit. Whatever that is. That's a good ending. So then, I didn't start in a very traditional way, but I'll finish in a very traditional way. So, I do like to dedicate all the positive energy. So I'd like to dedicate it to you. For your well-being and happiness. For your enlightenment. For your family, your friends. but also for the people you don't like.
Bet arī priekš tiem cilvēkiem, kuriem jums nepatīk.
The people you don't know.
Arī priekš tiem cilvēkiem, kurus jūs nepazīstat.
And then all sentient beings.
Un visām jūtošajām būtnēm.
Because every one of them wants happiness.
Jo ik vien no tām vēlas laimi.
They don't want suffering.
Un nevēlas ciest.
So then let's offer all the positive energy from this room.
Un tā kā veltīsim visu pozitīvu enerģiju no šīs istabas.
To that dedication.
Šim veltījumam.
Of all sentient beings having ultimate happiness.
Lai visām būtnēm būtu augstākā laime.
And not experiencing any suffering.
Un lai viņas nepiedzīvotu nekādas ciešanas.
And then dedicating for the long life and good health.
Un tad veltīsim arī ilgai dzīvei un labai veselībai.
Of all our teachers and gurus.
Mūsu skolotājiem un guru.
And then I'm going to dedicate for His Holiness the Dalai Lama's long life.
Un tad es arī veikšu veltīju viņa svētības Dalai Lamas ilgai dzīvei.
Can we hear away go away jingam de vandande wa malu jingwayne chimraise kong tenzing geto yi shabaisi de badu tingyo ji janjo sento rinpoche ma ke banam ke kyoche ke banyam pa me pa ya konde kondu pa vash. So that's saying that whatever bodhicitta that we have,
tas nozīmē, lai kāda bodhicitta mums būtu.
Bodhicitta is the wish to remove suffering from others.
Un bodhicitta ir vēlēšanās atbrīvot citus no ciešanām.
And give them happiness.
Un sniegt viņiem laimi.
So whatever seed of that we have,
lai kāda tās sēkla mums būtu.
May continue to grow and grow.
Lai tā turpināt augt un augt.
Until we all achieve enlightenment.
Līdz mēs visi sasniedzam apgaismību.
Thank you very much.
Please.
Good night.
Oh,